Jessica said this is
Oh, we
with
can
this
go.
edge.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I want to welcome everybody to the September 7th Town Council meeting. We have a quorum. We're all here, but the position that's going to be filled tonight. So let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance and remove your hats, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so did everybody take a look at the agenda? The only thing that I see that we need to change, we are going to go into an executive meeting, and that will be after the discussion and the introduction of all the candidates for to replace Steve. We'll have a brief executive meeting, and then we'll come out and vote. So.
I had a couple of questions.
Okay.
So for items 13 and 14, staff pay scale and staff fixed job report descriptions and all that, is it possible to switch the order, or can someone explain to me the reason of the order? Because to me, it makes sense to do a pay scale, pay schedule after we know what the jobs are and what we're determining. The order of those seems backwards to me.
Well, the thing is that Jeff has put out emails and hasn't received.
Yeah, I think tonight it's basically only mine. Okay. Unless someone else knows more, I'm just talking about the other bills. Because those were talked about and decided when you approved the first pay scale.
And I guess I only found that Brett opened up to even the proposal last night that you found for the different ones. And so I don't know, that would be my suggestion. I'm okay if, you don't, if no one else knows that. The other one that I would suggest, and I might be alone on it, but I prefer that when we have public comments both at the beginning and the end, which I think waiting until the end, if there's anything that we're discussing or voting, it doesn't give anyone in the community an opportunity to speak. So I would like to propose that we add the public comments back at the beginning and the end. But again, those are my two things, is to switch the order. I suggest that we switch the order of 13 and 14 and add public comments after we do department reports to before everything else.
Well, the reason we took them out is because it takes so long and we've never done it before. And I just think that's going to make our meetings long again. So. I'd like to leave them where they are. Any more discussion on that for the agenda?
I'm okay with not getting that, but I think when I was on the planning commission, they did it. I think it's a good practice. I think the school board has done it. It's a great example of, you know, if you only meet once a month, it's an opportunity for people. There's a lot on each of our agendas. It allows us so we're not having interruptions during regular items. And we had been doing it for quite a few months. So that was just my thought.
Gladys, you got any?
Would you rather have them at the first of the meeting?
And I will say, so when we, I mean, this is something that Judy and I talked about, and we did actually, so we pulled all the towns around us. So Escalante, Tropic, Panguitch, the county commissioners, Horry, Loa, and one out of state. And it is something that we want to hear from the public as much as possible, but at the same time, it's making it so that they are included, but we also have to get the work done that is on the agendas. And so putting it at the bottom made sure that there was, but we are, hasn't already been previously talked about.
Listening to something.
With that conversation, I mean, actually, most don't have a public comment section. And Escalante actually limits it to 2 minutes. It's at the beginning, and you're actually not allowed to talk about anything on the agenda. And so as we pulled that, it was like, we do want to hear from the public. It's really important. We also have to make sure that we can get through the agenda and in a timely manner. And I think that's really where we've been at with that.
Yeah.
So.
Lawrence, did you want to say anything?
Well, I just wondered if you had at the first of the meeting, then people would see what's on the agenda. If they had anything to comment, then they could comment on what was on the agenda. I don't know.
Jim?
I don't see a problem with it being at the very end of it.
It
I don't think we need to.
It's been that way for, it was that way for a long time. And the planning commission did pull it off the
Our
off the beginning.
Planning commission does it this way.
For that reason.
Yep.
So, all right. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda with the executive meeting in the on number at the end or at the beginning before we vote. After the discussion, so I guess we put it at the beginning.
So what number do you want under?
So probably, Queen 7. So.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. Motion carries. All right, now that we've approved the agenda, does anyone have a conflict of interest with any items that they need to recuse themselves from?
I do. Our lovely Boulder Elementary School sixth graders are here tonight, and I'm going to recuse myself from the discussion and if there's any action after the discussion, because I am participating in their trip.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, so Elizabeth will recuse herself from number 6. All right, approving the minutes, the May minutes. Did everybody get a chance to read them? I did have one change on the May minutes.
The last two that came in, I did not. And so if we're going to approve them all as one, I'm going to just recuse myself, which I think is fine because there's enough people. But they came in too late for me to get to plan to review the reporting to know. It's too far back, sorry.
Okay. Well, we'll do the May ones first because they were pretty big. Down here at purchasing policy on the second page, page number 3, it says Clerk LeFever commented on Tree City and stated the previous month the limit had been raised. She didn't really finish what was in there. And so what I want to do is, minutes cover the meetings. They don't go word for word. So what we want to do is take out the comment on Tree City and just say, Clerk LeFever state that the previous month, and then just take that commented on Tree City and out. And so it would say, Clerk LeFever stated that the previous month the limit had been raised to $1,000. Does that make sense?
From 1,000.
From 1,000. I'm sorry. From 1,000. Yeah. And I have that here, Jess. So
yes,
on my piece of paper, so you can just use that. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah. So on, would you say starting on page 9?
I think so. Yeah.
This is discussion and possible vote on pedestrian path.
Page 9.
It says Councilman Catmull referred to the general plan and read some passages and stated sidewalks were not mentioned in the general plan. They are mentioned in the general plan. I said they are.
I saw that. I thought I corrected it.
It talks about having a sidewalk going from the trail all the way up to the where my parents' restaurant was. So.
Where are you discussing?
Hang on, I know.
It says right at the beginning, discussion and possible vote of the pedestrian path.
Okay, and then where was it from there?
Right directly underneath it.
It says council.
Oh, right there. Okay, I got you.
Were mentioned, not were not.
Yes.
Okay, so we want to get out. Not okay.
That was the only thing that I saw there.
Gladys, you have anything? All right. I'll entertain a motion to pass the minutes with those two corrections on it, the May 4th, 2023.
You entertain, you should say you made a motion. I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. Okay. So they're passed.
Just the May one. Pass both.
No, just the May. Oh, no, it's not the other one. Well, they were so big that, you know.
The rest were supposed to make it in.
Okay, so June was big, and what was the deal over that one? And the July regular meeting?
Did you skip April on purpose?
No, April was given in the last one.
Yeah,
there was a correction to it.
So we have we have to approve April.
So let's go with April then, because that was the first.
You don't have to jump around all over the.
No, but if the correction's been made, we can.
The correction has been made.
Have we seen it?
Yeah. I mean, it was the words that you said in it. You can also wait.
Yeah, we can wait. All right.
I mean, I can attach, you can still attach the draft, but then it just goes up as a draft.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. And so.
June got skipped because we had a miscommunication. That's when Peg left for a couple weeks to do her stuff. And then I just didn't get the recording from her in time. We got the July one and there was a miscommunication. She thought she'd have done June, but it was the July special one instead. So that would still be weren't done. So we just missed the that part.
So we're going to have to really make sure that we have all of them in our next meeting. So we're totally caught up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's go with July 19th, and I
the July regular meeting we're skipping.
Yeah, this is again, a special meeting. I apologize.
These would all be turned in, so put them on there next.
July special meeting.
Yeah, so next month we'll approve April, June, regular, July, and August. It'll be four. We'll have to do
the second.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. So, Gladys, did you have anything? Jimmy?
Nope.
All right. I have. I've got to find this. It was. Talked about the answers, and I didn't have this in front of me to highlight it. Oh, here it is. That was after the ADA. Clerk LaFever stated there had been a lot of questions regarding specifics about the pathway, but they did not have all or any of those answers. And I thought, man, that didn't sound right. So I went in and listened to it today. And it was basically that we did have, because we are at the, this is what I want replaced with the, we don't have any answers. So, but they did not have all or any of those answers right there. So that's under the ADA area there. I want it to change, to be changed to, because we, and I read this, and this is basically her, the beginning of her statement, because we are just in the beginning state of the process, there are some questions that we don't have the answers to. That's what I want changed in there, in this little area that says they did not have any or all of the answers, okay?
So you're wanting the correction to say,
yeah, I want
specifics about the pathway, we are just in the beginning state of the process. There are some questions that we don't have.
And I went back and listened to it, and that's what it was. It wasn't word for word, but that's what she said. So I think that when this was written, that was not understood in that part right there. Okay, so I want it to say, because we are just in the beginning state of the process, this was literally your word.
Yeah.
Then there are some questions that we don't have answers to.
Okay.
She removed, they did not have all
or any of those answers.
So
So I'll highlight that for you so that you'll have that. So, but that was the only thing that I could find in there. I read through it pretty good. And thank goodness they were both at the beginning. I thought if I have to listen to all this 3 hours, pick that up.
One was like 4 and a half.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll entertain a motion to pass the July 19th special meeting with that one correction.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
I'm not voting.
Judy, yes. Okay. All right. So the motion carried. All right. Department report. Gladys, I'll start with you.
I don't have anything specific to report. I'm still trying to find answers. What anybody's doing to plan for the eclipse.
I will give you some information on that at the end.
Good. Because I keep hearing
on my report.
What are you guys doing?
It was a very productive day today. I was on the phone half the day. Jim?
So I got Mountain Land ordering the speed bumps. They never received an order from Jones and DeMille, so I don't know who Jones and DeMille actually put in. And I've been trying to get a hold of Brent, but I think he's on vacation because like 3 days, and that's normally not like him.
No, usually it's
up. Yeah, and so trying to figure out who they actually ordered it from. So I got off the phone with Travis. He wants us to take some pictures of these ones so we can just get some ordered. He'll get them here as soon as he possibly can. Comes with all the installation hardware, everything like that. Gave Jessica the information on the type of paint that we need for the crosswalks. Talked to a couple different painters, and they're not interested in that, period. They said it's too big of a pain in the butt with the paint that it is. So I don't know if we just have to get Corey as our handyman, painter, everything that he can do to do it. So, but it is, we'll get the paint all ordered so we can get it all in. The sign, Dave Dodd said that he's going to actually bring over the right post and put it back in the ground because the post that Jay gave us is the wrong one. So that's it for roads. Dump, Sam got the dump pushed and the construction pit crushed. Yep. So it's all completely done. Still don't know what's going on with our guy from Tropic for the dump. So I tried getting a hold of him. He never got back with me. And then fire department had a couple fire calls for lightning strikes, but other than that, we're good.
Okay.
So,
do we have any cost estimates on that?
No, as soon as he even, once I give him the dimensions and everything like that, of the thing, he'll be able to give them to him.
We're going through Dave, and then when he found out everything, they won't cover him. Because of what they are, so then that's why Jim's
when I talked to Dave, because we were actually trying to have the county just pay for them, see if we can get it. But once I talked to the county, he asked me, he goes, why in the first place did Boulder put in speed bumps in a snow area? And he goes, you never want to put speed bumps in, you want to put speed dips that way the plows can go over it, they don't have to lift their things. He goes, so we rip them out, he goes, we can either stop plowing the road or we can possibly stop and leave a big hump right over the top of the speed bump anyway, to where it's going to leave a problem anyway. Because so I don't think it's the county's problem. It's not their deal with it. And if we don't agree with it, so we're not going to help you out with the cost of it.
So I don't want that to seem like Dave did follow up just to be followed up with him. So.
Okay.
And then, do we have any information moving into the winter of one of the EMS EMT courses are going to be, so we can make sure we get it advertised to see if we can do any recruiting for EMTs?
No, but
I also have information on that.
I got two people who actually want to take the course.
Yeah. So I just think it's the right time to make sure we're really actively pursuing that, and as a town council, we're determining how and what that funding looks like and what commitments is something we keep talking about, what we need to follow up.
And we're still at a 2-year commitment for the town, correct? That's what I've been telling everybody. If the town pays for it, they're still at 2 years.
Yeah, okay. Right now.
We'll make sure.
Nothing's been changed. So.
Okay. Elizabeth?
Let's see. Planning Commission is going to do their own updates when they're on camera, so I'm not going to say anything at this point. Does that sound right? There's been a lot going on. The Planning Commission has been doing an excellent job of working through some maintenance of ordinances, but they're going to talk all about that. And they've done some extra homework for us. And a lot's been happening at the Planning Commission. I recommend participating next week at the same time. It's a lovely event. Let's see. The Arts Council has a really amazing exhibit that's out right now. It's one of the two traveling exhibits that the Arts Council and the town split. They've been running a pottery workshop that was successful. It was the second one that they've had, and they wrapped up their summer concert series that were well attended, and they're getting ready to move into their fall events. The library continues to have their regular library hours on Wednesdays and Saturdays. But see, some other things. I had reported last month, and I know I gave a bunch of the, I gave a bunch of attachments that didn't make it out to everybody. I don't know if they were ever distributed or not on the recommendation that I had made. But last I saw, they weren't linked yet, and they haven't been shared. But I shared them before the last month. But it was discussing and recommending a board management software system. And I decided I continue doing, I have some bids and I have done quite a bit of research moving forward. I want people to initially get the information I gave last month to move forward, but I'd like to actually hold off and do the discussion as an agenda item until after we do the Robert's Rules training and stuff, because I think one of the big things is packets. And I know it's been, I slightly feel like a broken record, but it's been over a year of just really saying the importance of having documentation easily accessible and as a packet. I know for me, it's really challenging to like sit and sort through emails of things that have come in the last month or things that are on the agenda item and ask for the documentation and not get it. And I know that people are doing the best they can, but there's a better way we can manage a paper trail and allow us as a town council to be prepared and allow us to be transparent to the public. But I think it, time-wise, since we have this training coming up September 18th, 19th,
thank you.
Thank you. The next thing that we have it on the 19th, that I think it would be better suited after we do that training, because a big part of that is that importance of the packet and the timeliness of it and all of that. And Peg gave some really excellent notes and feedback that she did on the research that was distributed last month, and I have her notes, but I'm not quite ready to share that yet. And I think that I'd like it on the October meeting as a separate agenda item. And then the last thing, it's not a department, but it's something that I planned. So on September 19th, we have a combination of the Planning Commission, the Town Council, Board of Adjustments, and any other appointed committee members to participate as a participant in a Robert's Rules meeting that Anne's last name?
McFarland
from Jurassic Parliament is going to put on. And initially, just for people to know, we passed that everybody on these committees would sign up and do a self-paced course. And then we decided that, oh no, we'll do it all together and it'll be live and she can answer our questions and we can do it together. It is going to be open to the public. The public can't participate because you pay per participant and it caps out. And so it will be open for everyone to join and listen live, but they won't be taking any verbal comments or written chat comments from non-participants. You can sit in live. It will also be recorded and put on our website and be available at future for us. And I think the benefit for people to know of why I was pushing to do it this way is the more people in our community that are trained and support the order of a meeting, the stronger we are as a individual town council and planning commission and so on. So with that coming up, we do need to have an actual registration. And so I created a form. And I just want to make sure it's okay if we send out like just a little that you say you are attending or you're not. If people aren't attending because it was a requirement, there should be some kind of accountability that they've listened to it and watched it and finished the training independently. And I don't know how you want to do that. I also have some suggestions, and I don't know how much everybody wants to be involved or if it's just something Jeff could work with, but I think it's going to be challenging if Barbara is sitting there and she wants to participate because she's sitting in the room. Do we say that only participants can attend in person and anyone that's just an audience member has to be online? Do we really make it clear that if Barbara talks, sorry, Barbara, I'm just looking at you. If Barbara, I appreciate you, your willingness. That if Barbara speaks when she's not supposed to, that she knows that she's going to be asked to leave. Like, how do we want to handle that? It's going to be hard. We want to say it's a Zoom only. And does them mostly as a Zoom only trainings? Do we want to say everyone? And then alternatively, if Jimmy is attending remotely as a town council, he gets to participate. He gets to participate in the live chat and he gets to have his mic on. There is an option that what we could do is have only the people that are participants have access to log in on Zoom, but that we're live streaming the Zoom as a YouTube video, which is what the school board I know has done it, which is what gave me that idea when they don't want, when they've had meetings at other. So I don't know if anyone here has an opinion on it. Are you okay with Justin? I just deciding, but it is a time that I want to hear what each of your thoughts are. I don't want to just make that decision. I think it's important that it's access to the public, but I think it's important that we're not wasting the time of the participants or the facilitator of trying to get Barbara to stop participating as a public.
But wait, really fast. I thought they had to purchase it to like literally be in the room, or they're getting like free training even by sitting in the room.
No.
Okay, that's a good clarification.
No, anyone can be there. And I asked her all these questions and she was telling me how other people have done it. Barbara, if we say it's open and in person here, and Barbara, as a public person, not on a town body or committee, wants to be in the room, she can if we say that, right? She just can't be the one that's asking Ann questions, and she can't be the one, if she was at her own home, Zooming, asking chats, because Ann will reply to all the chats, right? And so it's really important that all the people on the Planning Commission, all the staff, all of us, are participating and not, for a lack of better word, policing those that are just viewing, right? So my two initial things were two parts. One, we say only participants can be in the room and only participants can be on Zoom, and everyone else only has the option to watch a live stream recording
of that's it, probably the best
right?
way to
and
go.
So you're like, so Barbara can link on and watch it in the moment as it's happening or the recording.
She can't say it.
It's because she's on streaming it as a YouTube thing, and it's not on Zoom, like just the login, and we have it well advertised. That's what my opinion was.
Yep.
Or everyone that's participating is on Zoom and everyone that's not is on the YouTube live streaming. Those are where I want Barbara to show up, and I'm going to keep using you.
Well, that way there's no unnecessary interruptions or nothing, the different.
And I really want to make sure that Peg and Jessica as clerks are participating and not policing, right? Because it's for all staff. So do you think that people should have as a participant, do you want to be able to only participate on Zoom or have a mix?
I think if you tell people, I'm sorry, you can't participate, I assume that they'll respect your...
Well, that's what, if you go to the live YouTube part, then they don't.
They wouldn't have a choice.
There's
no
choice. Just
participant want an option to be in person, or do you as a participant want to only have an option on Zoom?
Can I give you a little feedback on that because of our Zoom and these meetings? A lot of times when you're listening on Zoom, people are not up to their microphone. When they're in the office, I hit the county up about this with the mayor's meeting that we just had. I couldn't understand. There was an echo in the room when you are Zoom, and I didn't hear half of it because of that. And then a lot of people weren't up to the microphone and you can't hear them. You could hear the people on Zoom, but it was in the room. So
are you suggesting Zoom only for participants?
Zoom only with the YouTube. live YouTube. So yeah. People can actually see exactly what's going on.
Yeah, the live YouTube, I think everyone agrees for the viewer. Yeah. I heard what you said, but I don't know what your opinion was.
Well, I don't know. We could do it totally Zoom. My only thing is with the rooms. It's just hard to hear. And it's you don't do it intentionally, but a lot of people they'll get talking and they'll come back here and you can't hear what they said. And believe it or not, there does get to be an echo in these rooms. So.
So you feel like we'll be able to hear
better through Zoom.
I think sometimes when you do things, if everyone's on Zoom, it works really well. And when there's a combination, it's the hardest.
Yeah.
Is there a reason that we're not like, sorry, there's actually not going to be Zoom available and you have to be in person?
Well, we have to have a
Zoom. No, I know her as the instructor. So she gets to Zoom and then everyone else needs to be physically in the room, especially because our internet is so reliable, especially with the more people.
The thing that's the hardest is that she recommended that people be able to chat to her of their questions and everybody ask. And it's like, if we're all, this is where I didn't know, right? Because if we're all in the room, and it could be as many people in this room right now, right? We've got Board of Adjustments, Planning Commission, the
Town Council.
Town Council, and then also committees, right? And so it could be, 30 or more people, right? Because it's a flat fee for 30, and if we go above it, it's per person, right? Will everybody, Tina's on the Planning Commission, if she's sitting over there, every time she wants to come up, she's got to find a seat. And so that's why I thought the Zoom only.
Yeah.
But then let's say, Jean, aren't you on the Board of Adjustments? Let's say Jean does not have reliable Zoom at her house. Do we offer to set people up that need it to be in this room? That was what I wanted, because I don't know if everyone that's on all of our committees has it. And to say to you, Gladys, this is a requirement of you, and you better have yourself set up at home.
Well,
but you can call in with a phone.
But we will have a recording available so people can watch that.
But we would prefer anyone that's required to participate to be there to be able to ask their questions.
Yeah.
That was my only hesitant of even making a suggestion of a Zoom-only option is I don't know where everyone stands with their reliability and or if it happens to be a time that South Central is currently working on things and it goes belly up and it's like, all that whole section of town misses out.
They cut a cable.
Yeah, because they haven't done that yet with this project.
And the other thing, right, during the training, if we're all in the room together, you actually just ask through the mic instead of typing.
Yeah, and she recommended both because she thinks it was important that as people have questions, they're getting to write them. Okay. And then she goes back and she comes back and John's writing something about under public something. I don't know if you're trying to get in on this or if I should be paying attention.
It says under the.
It's too little print for me to read.
It says it needs a physical location for the Zoom meeting. Yeah, I think that's what it says. Pretty much.
Well, and I think the town would be the physical, like even when we were doing remote only and we have that as in our. We adopted, so we have that ability, which I think covers us on that, John, but I appreciate you making sure. I just wanted to make sure that I was put in charge of organizing and getting this. This is the part that I want to make sure I've input. And I also think, I know this is the town council part, if there are people either online or in person that are members that are required, if you have an opinion, Board of Adjustment, Planning Commission, like I personally feel like your input is just as valuable as.
And maybe that's, I can also start with, no matter what, I can be here in the building and I will do mine from this building as an open share.
So if anybody has any problems whatsoever, they can come.
Yeah.
Hearing it.
My suggestion is that I don't think it's difficult and I can help you if you need it, but to make sure that the live YouTube thing is very accessible and easy, but what it is as soon as you start the Zoom meeting, that link goes live too. And if someone tries to go on ahead of time, it just says has not started yet. And if you don't know how to do it, I can help you.
Okay.
So we'll recommend that everybody does Zoom on their own, but if you need access, Jessica will be running it here.
I'm still confused at why we have to pay for 30 people and anyone in the public can sit here and take notes. Then can't the rest of us just be public and take notes?
But don't you want to be a participant and ask questions because it's your responsibility to know and
get information?
So now, is this the park committee, the tree committee, the every single committee we have?
Yeah, it was emailed.
All of them have been emailed and polled, and they all participated in the poll to pick the date. Anyone who wanted to.
Yeah.
We also included all of the current candidates that are on the ballot. So anyone coming in could have had this training. And I just need to know all this information before I send out the registration, because we need to know exactly who is. You pay for the 30 people because you want them to participate.
Yeah.
We're paying for the ability for the whole town to view and to come back as a recording, because that supports all of us in our own positions.
Totally.
And if we go over the 30, then we pay per person that's participating.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so now are you going to send that, then are you going to email the paper for us to sign, or have you got it with you, or?
No, I just wanted to get all the information before I put into the registration. But basically, it's going to be like an RSVP. Yes, I'm attending.
Okay.
I'm attending in person, the town hall. I'm attending on Zoom on my own. Or no, I won't be, but I will be viewing it. And that is something we need to figure out. It was a requirement. So if, let's say, I don't attend, what is the expectation? How long do I have? Do I have to sit and meet with someone to discuss it, to prove that I sat through it? Or did I just play? Well, you don't pay for it if you don't attend.
Right. No, but what I'm saying, though, is if they come back and, right. But if somebody misses it, if they're actually on the list, like, and they have to go back and actually watch it again, is the town paying for them?
No. Anyone that watches it, that is, we own the recordings, but if I miss it, right, and it's a requirement in my position, how do we as a town hold me accountable to say, okay, I didn't show up on the live thing, whether on Zoom or in person? How do you know that I didn't just say, okay, I listened to it while I was having a conversation with my friend and doing dishes, and, you know, like, what is the accountability?
Same for on Zoom. I didn't pay attention. I slept through after it. Or I listened, but if you had a test, I'm sorry, I can't pass it. So I guess you just say, hey, this is a requirement.
And that's because, like in all the other trainings that are required at the end, we have to do those little quizzes. Do we want to say we'll make a 10-point quiz?
No, because I'll tell you right now, I'll fail. Let's save her money for me. You know.
Well, I guess it's one of those things where keep track of who took it and just put it out there. And
then you have 30 days to complete the training before.
Well, I think
it's got to be recording.
So if you want to go back and review it.
I really like that.
Yeah. And even if you attend live, you can review it as frequently as you want.
Yeah.
Okay. I will get that out. It will be electronic RSVP.
Okay.
It's easier for me.
Cool.
The only other one is that on a meeting last month, so 2 months ago, I was given the park committee. It was last October that the park committee came, and it was the town said that they were going to come up with a charter to create the parameters of the park committee and to do a resolution. Sometime in January, Judy, you called me and asked me if I would do those things, and I said, unfortunately, I'm not that department liaison, and I don't have the time, so no. But Steve didn't do it. Then it was assigned to me, and I did do it. The park committee said they wanted to review it. I requested that they had a meeting. They haven't. At what point do we say that we're making the decisions and editing it? Do we give them more time? At this point,
I think we need to give them more time, because they came to us originally. So I think it's on them. And I know they've had some problems with.
So I did reach out. Laura May is currently the acting secretary. She said she was going to get me the dates of their last few minutes and meetings and some minutes, but that she wasn't able to for this meeting. I said, when you can, get them to me. So I just don't want to let it go completely. At this point, we don't have any written documentation that gives them any advisory role. I think that we should honor that they have been and continue that. But I do think it's important, you know, especially if we look at it, that by October of our next meeting, we'll have been talking about this for a year without action. And I think that that's important, that as a town council, we
follow up on things. Talk to them and see what they want to do. For sure. All right. There was no Garfield County meeting. So I have nothing to report on that. So I talked with Jerry Taylor today, and this was pretty cool. He said there is a program out there to give our EMTs health insurance. So that might be something to encourage more people to want to jump in and take that course. And I mean, especially with health insurance around here. So I asked him, I said, okay, I know I'm going to get this question. What about the fire department? And he said that could be coming up. So we'll just keep an eye out.
Here to the state, or
I didn't ask it. He was in such a rush. He was going like this. I mean, he was going 90 miles an hour. So I said, I'll get with you this week. And so we kind of decided that. So I'll get with him and find out more about it. But that was really cool. Actually, this came through a text to me this afternoon because he's been in meetings all day. Met with Judith Guile. She's been trying to find out who the authority is on evacuations. And everybody has their own opinion. So she's been reaching out to the different agencies. She met with me and Corey and Jessica the other day. And she's still got a few agencies that have to report back to her. So she said to put her on the agenda for October, and then she'll give an updated report on that. But it was a good meeting. The eclipse. So I called over to the Anasazi, and I dropped her name, Jamie, and talked to Jamie, and because she said she'd been involved in this before. So she said one thing you can plan on is quite a few people. She talked about the glasses like you did with the council, and she's got some more ordered also. She talked about gas, so that might be something that as the stores, we want to make sure that we have our tanks filled. Also, there is a foot race in conjunction with the eclipse, so that's more people. And I know they put out porta potties in various places, but I don't know how many. I'm not familiar with any of that stuff.
Now, is that the one?
Yeah, the Escalante.
The same time as that?
It's the same day. I can't remember what it's actually
called. Yeah, the marathon. Yeah. Okay.
Jamie said it's a qualifier for the Boston Marathon, actually one of the ones. So. Yes. But anyway, and so I want to talk to Ray because she said the traffic is going to be horrendous. So I don't know what that entails, but I'll talk to him about that.
Well, I wondered about extra law enforcement.
Yeah.
We assume everybody's going to behave, but.
Correct.
And the hard thing is it's actually across the county.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus also not just our county.
Yeah, it goes on Bayou.
Yeah.
I know, Gladys, you brought this up before. Maybe this is part of your whatever was talking. So, did we get porta pots in that concert? Because we talked about it a few months ago, but yeah, we already ordered them.
So not yet. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. I can still get them. Yeah. But that's what we've got to decide is how many. I called Blackburns because I saw their little porta potties outside. First of all, before I get to that, so you might want to call in and have the bathrooms pumped also if we really get that many people. I called Tessa this morning and told her to get hold of Sean and make sure that our bathrooms were pumped. I don't know when the last time was that they were pumped, but she the Anasazi does it twice a year because of the volume that they have. So it's just a thought, you know. And then on the porta potties, when I called Blackburn, he said, if we get 6 to 8 units, we can have them at 150 each. Anything under 6, was a little more. He didn't say, but he just said a little bit more. So
can you say that those numbers again?
Yeah, 150 each for 6 units. and above and below six
is
will be, it'll cost a little bit more.
Above eight is a change.
He didn't really say that. He happened to mention eight. I said, I honestly don't even know. So wait till the meeting, because if you guys have any kind of an idea, and then where are we going to put them? So that's another thing that we need to discuss, and it's coming up. So we need to figure that out.
Yeah, the October 14th.
Yeah.
At 9:45 in the morning. It's early in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then I'm going to call Dave Dodds and see if by chance he can empty our dumpsters on maybe Friday. I don't know if that's possible. I don't, because I don't know their dumping schedule, but I'm, or their pickup schedule, but I'm going to give him a call. I've got it down to where I can give him a jingle, huh? Sure. Yeah. Would you?
I would say they probably need to do it throughout the whole county. Maybe
they have to
do an extra day on Saturday.
And I wonder if there are any that we could have extra just for the weekend.
They don't think the county literally has none.
It's the dumpsters that we already have in town fill the truck that he has, and so if we get more dumpsters in town,
they
wouldn't be able to empty them anyway. So
okay, so well, two things we got to decide is how many and where do we want to put them. And
anyone contacted all the businesses and asked how we can support them throughout this and where we could help them?
No, but I wonder if we could, can we possibly put any of the businesses, or because they're going to be.
Can we put a circle around your big old cottonwood tree up there?
Or we could put them over maybe by the dumpsters or in the back. In the back of the field or over by the
grater.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Might be the best place.
South Central just cleared a bunch of it for us.
We can just have them move their trucks.
I just think wherever they are, it should be well noted and posted around town. And the business should just know if the businesses can send people to the porta pots, and all the businesses aren't responsible for the influx of people running in just to use the toilet.
Well, maybe the businesses would actually like a couple of them up there.
That's what I think before it's decided. I think that somebody should contact all the businesses and ask them where it would be supported to them.
I'll do that.
So next question. So we assume that our restrooms down here will be open. Will the community center be open? And if so, you can have someone here kind of.
Because I was going to say, if what day is it on? I would say over Saturday, we are putting them closer to our current porta potties. I mean, bathrooms, putting porta potties by that. If they're not distributed around for businesses, that my suggestion was putting them by
that's an idea.
I think makes more sense, because that was the next place I was going, is that those bathrooms are open. I don't know yet, and Denise is here, so if you're willing, is the library planning on being open during it? Because I assume no one wants to be inside during it. Yeah. So I wouldn't say you should have the town hall open, but those bathrooms at the park should be open. And so I would say reach out and talk to businesses. If businesses want support and porta potties at their businesses, we should help them. And if not, we should put them at the park and make it known, signs around. And let the businesses say, you can send people to our bathrooms.
Well, so, I mean, other than, I mean, the motels.
Well, they have, like Blackburn's also that has them. And then what's the electrician's brother over there in Wayne County or in G-Stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
He owns the lands. Yes. What's his brother's name?
The Honeypot.
The Honeypot.
Oh, yeah.
They got
it. Well, that's what he is.
That's
that
that name
so the Blackburns or Honeypot?
Yeah, the Blackburns are Honeypot.
Okay, so it's...
That's what they told me.
Don't know for sure, but I think so.
Okay.
So anyway, I got to call him tomorrow morning and let him know. So how many do we want?
I'd say probably eight at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think we should request Corey to work that day so he just kind of keeps an eye on things. You know, might... Save vandalism and things like that in the restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Especially because most
things. Did we decide that Jessica's going to contact businesses and see if they want any of those eight?
Yeah.
And how we can support all the businesses in town.
Let me try and get a hold of the businesses by tomorrow afternoon so that we can call you have a number. What if we really want 15?
I don't know if he's got 15 available. I'll ask him. Well, I'll ask him in the morning because he said, he told me, he said, please call me in the morning and let me know because of this.
Well, I would get at least eight. And then if businesses want multiple, then we can kind of revisit it. I assume when you reserve them, you don't need to know the location tomorrow morning when you reserve them. You just need to know the
number. No, I think if we know the number right now, we'll be okay. And I can get back to him where to drop them on. And he asked me, he said, do I have to pick them up the same day? And I said, we can work a day or two with you. So, I said, we're not worried about
it. Well, I think 8 to 10.
Well, so Beaver County, they're getting ready to do this whole entire eclipse. They're planning on almost 3,000 people showing up, which okay. I'm hoping that we are not like anywhere even close to that. So
I think Capitol Reef is planning on 250,000.
Yeah, so there's it's a huge.
Well, I know it's a big deal.
I don't know how much of one quarter pot holds. I mean, these are like, did they give you that? We're making up like, 8 to 10, but it's like, what does that actually hold? I have no idea. Did he give you any?
I can ask. Right.
How
much it actually holds?
I mean, because how many people will accommodate? Based on
notes, right.
Yeah, but how can we do that if we don't even have a shot in the dark? We just do the best we can and get maybe as.
Well, let's plan on 8 and find out exactly how much.
Like Bicknell's getting, how many Tories getting?
How many Capitol Reef's getting?
Yeah, like, this is some kind of starting number.
All right.
As long as it's under, and then also, where is this coming out of our budget? I mean, I know that it's going to be under the 5,000, so we don't need the motion on that, but we should have a motion to at least allow Judy to get a minimum of this up to this amount and give us some range, or we're going to have a special meeting because deciding at our October meeting for an October 12th event, you know, it's like calling the monument. And ask somebody if the monument is deciding on this. Like, is Jamie getting extra porta potties? Like, partnering with.
So that'll be $1,200 for
it. Unless, I wonder if the BLM is getting any extra.
Can I ask you, do you know anything about BLM, sir?
Do I know?
If there's a point person in your office as a BLM representative that we could contact to see how many porta pots they're planning on getting. At like Cap Creek Campground.
I would call Jay Beal or Dawson Hurst.
Excellent. Who wants to do that? Dawson Hurst and Jay Beal.
And who's
Thank
the other
you,
one?
Bob.
You're welcome.
Just so for the record, Bob Stevenson was asked because he's in the public and an art show and worked for
Beal. Who was it? Did you get the other one? Uh-huh. Did you go to Bob?
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Well. We'll have to roll with that. So it'll be eight of them.
You was asking where the money coming
from. Yeah.
Where does our sales tax go into, Jessica? It's general
fund.
We assume that.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure we were all.
So there. Should we? We'll go with the eight and.
I would check and see that might be all he has.
Yeah.
You know, if he's supplying for everybody else.
But I would get a minimum of it, but I would reach out and have someone like Dave and Dolphin and get some input on
what they're doing.
Yeah. How many people are predicted to come through? Talk to all the campgrounds and hotels and see, like, is everyone full?
I'll have to check.
I think everybody in Garfield County is.
I assume everyone's over the top full.
They are.
Only because lots of weddings, the normal rule of thumb is one porta potty per 50 people.
Thank you. That's really helpful.
Yeah.
Doug Blake Holding, for the record, said as someone that has done it for weddings, that the rule of thumb is 50 people per
event for the 4th of July.
Porta potty.
So 8 of them, we're looking at a maximum of 400 people.
But also there will be some from the race and then the,
the not racers say just usually, for the town, like,
but the race thing,
but they at least have one or two,
yeah,
right here in town. They yeah. can stop yeah, at the bottom of the hills again. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to remember what, like, so they do.
Has anyone asked them?
No,
we should contact them and see how many they're planning on putting.
I know we need to tell them they need to bring like another 10 extra.
Who's that?
The race people.
Barbara said she was going to supply them all.
Stop by.
No, we can put signs up. Everyone's welcome to Barbara's house. Enjoy yourself. You're all welcome.
Okay. Well, find that out. I'll let him know. I'll ask him about the other towns first and see what they're putting in. And then see how many they have available at this point, first thing in the morning, and make some calls first thing and find that out.
I think we should assume about 1,000 people, but I have no idea why.
Well, we do have other.
I'm just saying, I'm making up numbers, yeah. Just like.
And we have our other restrooms also, so around town. But
I,
we can.
I have the school septic pump, but I'm not opening it.
All right, we'll run with that. Find out what we can. But all right, let me put that down so I don't forget that. All right. Okay. Hey, that's all I have.
Okay, first, April has none.
Okay.
She's not here and she has no reports. So I wanted to report for her that she has none. So the PTIF account, just we've been talking about this for a while. So I actually got everything worked out and $100,000 is transferred into the PTIF account at this point. So got transferred out of the savings account into the PTIF account with the state.
That's what's going here, right?
Yeah. You'll see it on the check ledger later that I moved it in and moved it out. Also, so I've been trying to work on getting the pickleball court resurfaced. I've been trying to contact the guy who did it initially, like a few times through email, through voicemail, and I haven't heard anything back. So I just wanted to at least update that, like, trying to work on it, just haven't been able to get anyone to return my phone call. So it might mean if I can't get them to answer back soon, then I'm going to have to like look for someone else to do it. It just was convenient because he lives in Escalante and has already done it. On this meeting, we had talked about the September meeting, talking about the committees in the town, having all of the committees. So we had them all labeled, who was in them, how long they'd been in, phone numbers. I haven't gotten all the committees to answer back to me. And so we're still gathering that information. So it didn't go on this agenda just because we haven't been able to collect all the information from them. Yeah, I mean, I can only do so much if people don't answer back. And then me, Judy, Jimmy had a really good talk with Bill Guile about the pedestrian path, which just brought up a lot of like questions and extra things to look into, which meant like reaching out to a second engineer, reaching out to a couple different people. And we're just in the middle of this homework. And so we really felt like instead of it being at this meeting, we'll later talk about scheduling it, but like not to have an update because we're in the middle. So we would only give half updates. And so it was waiting until we actually had all of the gathered information. And so just to kind of let people know where we're kind of at with that is we're still gathering the information. And once we have it, we'll move forward with that part. So that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the Boulder Elementary sixth graders.
You all thought we were going to make you stay up past your bedtime.
There's no school tomorrow.
Can you do me a favor? Can you go down? Oh, you want to use that?
Okay,
come on over here, buddy, Elizabeth.
Okay. Good evening. I am Aiden, a squire that hails from your fair village, and this is my liege, the son of Grace.
My name is Grace, and I am not his liege.
But I will be acting as his translator tonight.
We pray thee, lend us your ears.
Louder.
We bring thee great news all across the countryside.
Garfield County School District.
Small bands of hale and hardy youth.
Sixth graders.
Have been entreated to embark on an epic quest.
They have been invited to go on a field trip.
To journey to a distant land abounding in culture and history. Rumored to be populated with donkeys and elephants.
Washington, D.C.
We wish to heed this call.
We really want to go.
For this quest, we require coin for our purse.
We need money.
We offer great thanks to our family and countrymen who have already contributed to their substance.
Thank you for all of those who have already generously donated.
However, this summer, our petition to elect gold from travelers forged into our lands.
Our donation drives for tourists.
Have still left us wanting.
We haven't met our goal.
For this purpose, we beseech the council to dwell in your coffers and produce a reasonable sum for our crusade.
$200 each for the squire here and myself.
And now, fare thee well.
Thank you and good night.
That was good. Okay, well, my thought on this is that we could give this year, because we have it, a one-time gift of $500 to help them out. How does the council feel?
I have a bunch of questions first.
Okay.
Okay. How long are you going to be gone on this trip?
They'll defer to their publicist. It's 5 days.
Okay. Is each student supposed to contribute so much money, or is this a broad thing, the whole county?
They are just.
And I can help Betsy too answer any questions, because I'm not participating in
this. We have been fundraising just for Boulder. So each, this is the first time that they've opened it up for the district. So every elementary school is sending sixth graders. And in the past, Bryce Valley has taken this trip numerous times, and this is the first time that it's been open district-wide. And they, Judy, I actually spoke with you this morning and I have an update on that. But in the past, they have asked for the students for fundraising money from the town, and they've also asked from the county. And I know you spoke with Jerry this morning, and the money that they asked for from the county was basically when they initially planned the trip. Inflation has taken a hit. As I understand, they gave us kind of a ballpark of what to expect.
Yeah, so the students and the parents had to commit to attend. The numbers weren't finalized because flights hadn't been booked, hotel accommodations. And so at some point when the parents were given a deadline of you have to commit, either your child is going or isn't going, and you as a parent is going or isn't going, it was an estimate of an amount. And so the amount that the county gave is to the trip as a whole to cover the difference that is above and beyond what each student is being asked to be raised. And so the money that came in from the county, and for people that were following either the county commission meeting itself, or I know it was in the byway and I got lots of phone calls, the total number of students that they're supporting is accurate. Unfortunately, they did leave Boulder out. They listed all the other four of five elementary schools, but Boulder was included. We were part of the presentation. I submitted things for the slideshow that was given. We chose not to go over because it was an entire day of missing school, as opposed to Bryce and Panguitch of missing, you know, a little bit of their school day because it was on Monday.
Gladys, did that answer your question?
Sort of. About
it was specifically kids. So no student is like Betsy as a parent cannot pay for just Grayson to go. There's a price per kid, and all of kids across the whole county is fundraising only. And a parent cannot pay for that one child, nor could we ask Betsy to pay for her kid. Any kid that wanted to participate got to, and they cannot pay their own way or personally. Like, there could be no individual fundraising. You could solicit and ask to help, but it was to a general pot of money.
So when we contribute, it's to a general pot of money, not just to the Boulder.
I believe they're asking for your money to go just to the Boulder portion. And so if that happens, it's a check made out to Boulder Elementary School, because I've been collecting all the money. I paid their deposit, and I keep, not me personally, me signing checks for Boulder Elementary School is paying their cost. All, like, each school's responsible for covering theirs coming in. One of the things that the reasons that they went and asked the county commissioners and are doing some additional fundraising is if the district committed at one of their school board meetings that anything that they were, that all of the schools are short, the district would cover this year. If that number is too high, it will never happen again. And they would like to keep this as a continuation that every year sixth graders in Garfield County get to go to Washington, D.C.
Okay, and about how much per student is it costing?
I think it is approximately, what was the last one? 850?
Yeah, it kept going up. So we've just been working on fundraising, and yeah. You've seen the jars around town. I mean, we started pretty generic, and then when we started panicking, we really upped the ante and just put their pictures on it, and we've kind of flatlined with tourist donations and whatever. So
have you checked out other sources locally? Like, have you checked with the businesses to make donations? Have you checked, you know what I mean, with
we're within, and Jess can address it too. We're hoping with this, and then just asking for donations from the community that, like I said, if it looks pretty dire, I mean,
are you getting close? I guess you're right.
I think we are. Okay. I want to say we're within about 1500. Well,
no, you're closer than that, but
okay.
And then also, just for people to know, the school has not been allowed to do any of the fundraising, it has to be the parents and the students.
Yeah,
okay.
So, anyway. That's where we're at. Any more questions?
No.
Okay.
Jim, you got in?
Yeah. I was going to ask anything else. So.
The presentation was excellent.
Yeah. I did too. That was cool. Well,
I'll make a motion to give $500 to one thank you for us.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes. All right. You got your five.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. All right. Okay. Now we're moving into those that have applied to take Steve's chair on the town council. And we'd like you to come up one at a time and give your name and any qualifications or anything that you'd like to say. Right. Who would like to be? Huh?
Oh, maybe you should say about Conrad.
Oh, yeah. Conrad. Conrad still wants to be considered for the position, but he got sick and didn't want to share the love. So he is home. So we will make sure that he's, and the position that is being filled, actually Conrad in his last term had that position with the park and enforcement. I don't know, I have such a hard time with that silly word. Yeah, so anyway, Is he online at all, or is he just probably in bed?
Yeah, he was in bed
last Yeah, time. Okay. All right. So we have... Okay, I got him right here. So we've got Conrad, Jeff Saunders, Cindy Wilson, Mark Austin, and Donna Owen. So why don't we start with Jeff, since you... Right there?
Sure. I gotta get my eyes back.
Well, so bright.
And I'm not sick like Conrad, but I have had some kind of challenges this week, and I'm not quite fully functional, so I'll do what I can. So, like I put in the letter, I've been here for 20 plus years, and I know most people in town, and I know the culture in town. And I think that's the important part of working on the council is understanding what this town is about. I've worked on some of the committees in town and some of the boards. And my goal would just be to do what I can to help us fill in all the legwork that needs to get done. Because from what I see over the last year watching the town council meetings, there's a lot of legwork that still continues to be required. So that's where I feel like I could help add to this.
Okay. Any questions for Jeff? I think we're good. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Cindy Wilson.
She's on Zoom.
Okay, Cindy. Can you hear us, Cindy?
She's over here.
Looks like it. Can you unmute you, Cindy?
We can skip right now.
All right, we can do that. Figure it out. Mark Austin. He online?
He was here.
Was he?
He was
here. Okay. Just kidding.
Okay. All right. Donna Owen, is she online? She's not here either. Oh, that was. All right. Cindy, you're the last one.
Are we reading each of their little letters or notes since that was a requirement and they weren't posted?
Well, I didn't because I thought they would come up and speak. So
we all get,
yeah.
Cindy says she can't unmute. She just sent a message.
Cindy, do you see the little microphone? It depends on what type of device you're on, but it typically is in the lower left corner. And sometimes there's a caret next to it. And if there is, you click the caret, it gives you options to choose a microphone. Your mic is connected because otherwise it would show on our end that you're not even have audio or
capability.
Thank you. Do you want to type anything and have us read it for you of why you put your name in? Oh, I got it. Cindy, would you like, we can change your name on our end, just so you know. I mean, if someone logs in and they don't like it, you can rename someone. If you're on your phone, I've never done Zoom on a phone. I can't give you any helper, sorry.
There she is.
She has prior experience as a town council member. This is written from a chat from Cindy Wilson. Would you like us just to read the email you sent? Is that possible?
Yes, I'm bringing it up.
Justin's bringing that up because he spoke about that. If you're on a phone, you can star 6 to unmute. That's if you're on a phone, not if you're on Zoom on a smartphone. Mm-hmm. That's a telephone thing.
Yeah,
Technology is lovely.
Okay, so the letter that, or the email that she submitted said, this is Cindy Wilson. I wanted to put my name in for the temporary town council job. My experience, I previously served on the town council. I also served on the planning commission board. That makes me uniquely qualified to temporarily sit on the town council. Cindy.
Okay. Thanks, Cindy, for the letter. All right. What we'll do is we will close the open meeting. I'll make a motion to close the open meeting. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor of closing the open meeting?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. And now we will, I'll entertain a motion for the executive meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, I just made it. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Okay, we'll be right out.
If one of you wants to, only because I have to be in with them. Thank you, guys.
Jessica, can you unmute the town?
Yes, thank you.
Oh my
God. She
just
wanted to
step
outside for
just
a second.
Yeah, we're just waiting.
She had a clearer mask.
I did say I
want
to go through the plane.
Okay, I make a motion that we come out of the executive meeting and go back into the open meeting. Do I have a second?
Gladys, will second.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. Okay, we had our discussion, and I'm going to make a motion now that we accept Conrad into the position, into the interim position of the town council member into January. I think it's what, the first Monday in January is when we the new positions come into effect. So do I have a second?
Gladys, second.
All in favor of Conrad?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
So I will vote yes, but I do want to say a few things. I think it is important that the expectation is to come prepared for meetings and to provide the needed homework and background information for meetings. And I was very supportive of Jeff Sanders for that, because I think he has shown that in the past. And so, but I do go with the council's choice.
Okay, Judy, yes. So Conrad will fill in the position. That was his position before, along with the park committee.
And so are you taking the appointments away that you previously gave and redistributing?
No, I'll leave it like it is and let him just take Steve's position, because that's what he did before.
In our next meeting, you'd have to either this meeting or the next meeting redistribute them, because at the last meeting, Gladys was given.
That's correct.
And I was given. And so if they're changing and how that's changing, is it just those two things, or how is that working for the next few months? But we need to make sure it's on the agenda to redistribute those.
Yeah, we'll do that next time. Just make a note of that. Okay. And so we'll have to swear him in at the next open public meeting. So where he is sick right now.
I think if we can, because the training on the 19th is an open public meeting and we want him to be able to attend.
Oh, that's an
idea. So I think that could be an agenda item prior to the training itself. But someone should research to make sure that that's possible, because it's a joint meeting. But either way, he should participate.
Click on that. All right, moving along. Next on the agenda, Jeff, National Day of Service on 9/9. Would you give us an update on that, please?
Yeah. So I guess it was the last meeting. I volunteered to take on this task, and we've had a few people kind of like Barb Benquill and oh, I lost your name already. Jean, thank you. Has been helping out with some things. And we've got some projects. Some projects are actually already run. Boss typically does some stuff for Judy, the Davises over the years, and now Judy. So they've actually went over there and did some work on her place. We have some other folks in town that have, you know, needs. And so we've got them online to do some things. Some other projects we're thinking about is the dumpster cleaning and free box cleaning. Thanks. The tree folks are going to work on the trees at the park. There's some work that needs to be done at BES, cleaning up weeds and moving boxes and a little bit of tree over there. I noticed some logs on Lower Boulder Road that have just been cut off the trees. And, you know, every time I go down, I think, wow, if somebody slips off the road, this is not going to be fun. So we can probably get those moved out of the way. Of course, we're always open for more projects. There will be sweet cinema rolls and orange juice provided at the church, and there will be
at 8 a.m.
And at the end, there will be hamburgers and fixings about noon. So we'll probably start working from 8:30 till noon. Okay, we'll have sign up sheets over there at the church. We'll just do it over there just because it's convenient for everything. And then people can get out into projects, okay? Just for the 3.5 hours, do a big hard voice and get some things done and spruce up the town. And I guess it'd be nice to have it a little bit spruced up when everybody comes through for October 14th. So the other thing that we have in the works is to kind of help out the Boulder Elementary School. We're putting together a pledge drive for the folks, in town, or anybody that can pledge per hour that has worked on the community service day. So not just for them, but everybody. And so there's small numbers, like 10 cents, 20 cents, 50 cents, whatever. And then we'll accumulate all the hours that we put in on that day. And then whoever pledges money for that can contribute to their trip to Washington. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be getting a lot of the final details ready of projects and things like that. And then we'll just get started on Saturday morning, eight for sweet rolls or cinnamon rolls, right? Yeah, cinnamon rolls, and then have a good day of working side by side with our community members.
Okay.
Are you or anyone else, are you planning on putting out a pegboard with those times and what's happening, or can I help you?
I already did that, and my week, as I said earlier, has been a little bit confused, and so I'm going to try and get that out tomorrow.
Okay.
The other thing, the other project Corey mentioned, is he said there's some, I don't know how to written down here, some, is it Dutch elm? Chinese elm. These Chinese elm suckers that are coming up all over the property that you'd like to get cleaned out. So I got to write that down.
Yeah. And then the fire council is helping to organize part of it. Is one of the workers is going to be specifically doing ditch
irrigation did clean.
They're going to do that over at Judy's place, and they're going to use that as a learning experience to figure out what ditch cleaning is really going to take. And so as they move forward in time, they can start working on some of the ditches that need significant work for their focus, of course, is fire mitigation. There are other ditch issues that are flood challenges that's not their worry, but you know, I think they're trying to figure out what's some good methods for accumulating people to do volunteer work on some of the ditches around town. So,
okay, that it. Good job. Thank you.
So, Jeff, thanks so much for the time and effort and the work you guys did different groups. I know this is something that the town council took on and must be left and passed on to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay. Jeannie Ziegler. Thanks for giving us this agenda time. I'm representing some concerned residents of Boulder. An opinion survey has been circulated about the proposed pedestrian path. We have electronically forwarded that to you and will provide a hard copy that includes additional signatures to what was previously submitted. Please include all of this as an attachment and a link on the town's website, including what I'm stating tonight. As you'll see, most of the more than 125 residents and property owners who signed the survey oppose the path outright. Approximately 10% of participants believe that the process needs to slow down to provide more input to determine the community needs and how this path may fit into the overall transportation infrastructure in Boulder Town. We respect that the town leadership was proactive in pursuing this funding opportunity. We are, however, very concerned about the lack of community engagement. We know that this process was not conducted in the way that communities normally seek federal funding from UDOT. That is based on a plan and a shared vision within the community. It's been stated repeatedly that questions have been answered, but it's not the experience of the signees of this petition that we have any certainty about the proposed financial cost to the town and the subsequent tax increase to the residents of Boulder. UDOT is aware that this is a controversial project, stating that this is the only project out of 26 they are considering funding, which has resulted in public records requests and community correspondence. They told us during the special meeting on July 19, 2023, that the community and council need to come together to support this project. We intend to share these petitions and the concerns of the residents with UDOT. We also understand from UDOT that the town does not need to make a formal decision at this point, but has the chance to make changes that may better fit the needs of Boulder Town. Given these concerns, but recognizing the opportunity, we request that you form the committee that Elizabeth Julian proposed to work with the council to gather community input, analyze the initial and ongoing costs, address the concerns that have been raised, and align the interests of all. We ask that you take this action before you make a final decision on how to pursue this project. If you're unwilling to form a working group, we formally request that this process be halted in its entirety. Would anyone in this room that agrees with the formation of this committee, the slowdown, or stopping the pedestrian path completely, would you please stand up? Let the record show that. All the three people in the room stood up. And if you're on Zoom and want to be counted,
please type your name in the chat. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Gina.
This is the copy of what she's paid for now.
Yep. And Jessica, I sent you a copy. I emailed you a copy.
Perfect.
Thanks. Thanks, Jenny.
Okay. And then did it include
all of
the
that.
Updated?
Awesome. Everything.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. John Brandt.
Who's on Zoom?
Planning Commission update.
Well, it's him and Tina.
Oh, and Tina. I'm sorry, Tina.
Or Tina.
Whoever wants to come up.
Well, the Planning Commission has got a lot on its plate, and I just really want to have the communication with the town council pretty clear about what's going on so that we can kind of work together, because this is quite a big project we're taking on in this next year. We did have a hearing for three different ordinances the last meeting, and thanks for being there. We're hoping that two of those will be sent on to the town council, and hopefully you can have a hearing for those two at your next October meeting. One is on the average lot size option. There's nothing in it that increases the land use or the density, but it does give landowners a little more leeway on that, on dividing their property. I can answer any questions if anybody wants it. The other one is what you requested from us as the housekeeping. And that one includes clarifications that clarifying what's in the ordinance that were maybe not contradict each other, and that the zoning administrator was wanting to have change. And it talks about roads and standards and a number of different other things. All of this information will be on our website for our meeting. So if you also want to look at that, that'd be great. We also did start the process of the idea of a option for duplexes, and that is going to have more review and discussion before sending it on, if at all, to you as the town council. Let's see. These ordinances are sent to you as more or less a stopgap between the time that we have to have a total revamp due to state law and to and also to clarify what's actually in our ordinances so that it can be read clearly by the people who are interested in subdividing, and then it's set up a little more convenient for the public to use. And I really want to make that a priority, so that in the end, we get as much feedback from the community so that we can all feel good about how the community wants to go forward with ordinances and things like that, or what will work for Boulder, basically. John, is there anything you want to add?
The red wine version of those ordinances is available on the town website currently.
Oh, great.
Peg was chatting and it popped up just to remind you that's never done. But the original and the working one that you've now gone through at least one public hearing for, and they're all attached.
Great.
Under the Planning Commission section.
Yeah, I didn't know if they had gotten in.
I didn't see all of your little message tags if you have more.
Right.
So. I think Tina did a great job covering it, unless the town council members have any questions.
No. I listened through the meeting.
Oh, great.
Thank
you.
It was a good meeting.
Great.
I went through it a couple times because I had a hard time with a couple of them and I couldn't understand. Sometimes it's hard to understand, but when I got through them, I had a pretty good feel of what you were doing.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Anything else, John, you wanted to add?
I think that says it. I think, you know, we had the public hearing. The first two were had pretty uniform support. There were some questions about duplexes. I think there are ways we can allay those concerns, but it's going to take a little bit of thought and discussion about how to do that. So if we can get those two ordinances sent to the town council, that'll be a big step forward. Actually, one of the ordinances that we had has gotten split by into a separate draft by Lee Nellis. That probably will be discussed, you know, whether we want to split off some of the clarification about the timing of doing infrastructure improvements and subdivisions. I think that the hearing, since the substantive things were already covered, it should not require a separate hearing, but that may actually come as a separate, as two pieces. The original, I call it housekeeping for shorthand, but it's technical corrections to the ordinances. That may come as two documents rather than one.
Thanks. I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah, and I would say just for clarification, you anticipate some of them going to at your meeting next month because that we can put them on our agenda for a public hearing.
Right.
And I think one thing to note, the thoroughness, at least, you know, participating and being a liaison, I think to note the current planning commission should be commended for the thoroughness of going through this and the time they put in. I also think it was appropriate that they decided to hold off on voting and recognizing that the public hearing brought up questions and additional homework and taking that time to do that and come back the following month and addressing it and then revisiting the approval. So,
thanks.
Excellent job.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Now let's just stick with John.
Oh, the letter, huh? Mm-hmm. Pardon me, that's right. Go ahead, John.
Okay, for the next, this is dealing with the question of engineering services. And Jessica, did you provide that as a handout?
Yes,
okay.
They all have it.
Okay, I'm going to kind of read the highlights. I'll skip over some things. It'll take a 2 or 3 minutes to read. But this is regarding the question of professional engineering services. The current ordinance language is confusing because it does not make a distinction between cases where Boulder is hiring an engineer to perform work for the town and cases where the applicant is required to submit design documents prepared by a professional engineer. Many professions, such as medical doctors, construction contractors, architects, surveyors, and professional engineers, are licensed and regulated by the state of Utah. The legal requirements for these professions are supplemented by ethical guidelines and good practice standards prepared by the professionals themselves. Specifically relevant to what I'll talk about later, the National Society of Professional Engineers ethics statement includes the wording, engineers shall undertake assignments only when qualified by education or experience in the specific technical fields involved. So part of the question at the last meeting was the Fogle Fuller subdivision report. Fire protection is a very specialized area of engineering and few engineers have the appropriate experience and resources. The firm that prepared the water supply analysis, Jensen Hughes, specializes in fire protection engineering. In fact, Jones and DeMille was requested to do the work and stated that they had no one qualified. That engineer was located in Colorado. It's very common for an individual engineer to be licensed and practice in multiple states. With seriously, I use the example of a medical doctor because it's easy to relate to. When you're seriously ill, you want the most qualified specialist, not necessarily your friendly family physician. And you are responsible for making the choice. The same applies to selecting any other expert professional. Ordinances and building codes require certain work to be done by a licensed professional. I do not believe it is appropriate for a municipality to second guess the applicant's choice, provided the professional meets state requirements. We don't say which building contractor to use, what architect to use. It should be up to the applicant if they're hiring the engineer, because we require them to have documents prepared by an engineer. The situation is totally different if the town is hiring an engineer to work on a municipal project. It is very common practice for engineering firms to build long-term relationships with clients. Over time, the engineer accumulates unique site-specific experience from the completed projects, and the client develops trust in the engineer's work. Continuity of these relationships can outweigh the potential cost savings of selecting professional services through competitive bids. Thus, it's totally appropriate for Boulder to routinely direct new municipal infrastructure engineering work to Jones and DeMille. This is a common practice. For example, the Utah Department of Transportation procurement regulations support, and I'll quote, awarding a contract to the most qualified, responsive, and responsible consultant with which it can negotiate a fair and reasonable cost. In other words, it's putting the priority on qualifications, not solely on price. A third situation would be if the town is actually questioning the work of an engineer that was hired by the applicant and wants an independent expert opinion. This is the one case where the ordinance language regarding an engineer selected by the town and paid for by the applicant would apply. However, the recent state law changes are very specific in how that process has to take place. And by next year, we'll have to revise the ordinances to follow the procedures in state law for that. Any questions?
No, so basically then, you know, when I brought up the issue of the engineer, and it said a town-appointed engineer, it's pretty vague. And you and I talked about at least changing the wording on that to be specific to whatever application the engineer is hired for. So this is part of the process that you're doing with the new ordinances, John, making it so that the wording is specific, so that it better defines the area, like you and I talked about. And like, I mean, the doctor was a good example of it, you know, because it's true. If you want a second opinion or someone from out of state, I get that. I just think the ordinance was vague, and that's why I ask you to address it about a town engineer. So,
That's what I say. The big confusion is I think through editing and revisions over the years, it's gotten mixed between the situations where the applicant is responsible to hire an engineer to provide a design. For example, many things in the building code say it has to be designed by an engineer. The applicant selects the engineer and does it. That's very different than when the town, for example, wants an engineer to examine a subdivision plat and say, does it comply with some certain requirements in our ordinances?
Correct. Yeah.
So we can, and we will definitely try to clean up that language as part of the land use ordinance revisions. No question.
Thank you for the thoroughness and the details.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Next, staff pay scale. Jessica and I got talking about this, and I totally agree. We need to rescind the one that we approved last month and talk about what we want. Oh, here it is. Okay. Whoa.
Thank you.
Maybe put your phone on something.
Here, take this one. Just because it's at the bottom. I know. Can you talk about the major differences?
Yeah.
We only looked at it briefly last night when you got it.
Okay. Do you want to give the differences?
You can.
All right. So what we really decided is the deputy planning clerk, the deputy clerk, when she comes in. I really believe she, right now we're sitting at town clerk.
It was going to be what's it, 21. Would be actually before last month, it was 20.
And then last month we approved the one that was
22.
Yeah, the 22.
You want to go back to the one before the training thing, but not the one that we have in front of us.
Only because
the difference is basically that the deputy clerk needs to start at a lower scale than the clerk.
And maybe what I'll say too is, so we just grabbed the deputy clerk and the town clerk. Again, this was just to give a starting point for the 20 and the 22. It was just to say that there was a difference between the two. Those are not saying like, we didn't agree. Like, it's not like we came up with these. We just put them in because that's what had been said.
Yeah.
So these are just for a starting point. But the difference was to just switch back out that if there was a deputy clerk, treasurer, maintenance, any of those things. So that's what got brought back was the deputy part of the, yes.
And so the maintenance, sorry, so there are two columns in maintenance.
That's eligible.
Well, see, it says deputy clerk for TC treasurer, and maintenance. So like if there was a deputy maintenance, and we can change that. That's just how it was written before.
So the deputy of any of these things.
Yeah. That's, yeah. And I can, you know, that's how
I
it was.
I didn't understand. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, but it's the same.
It's the same
pay scale as the head maintenance person.
As it stands right this second. Okay. And so that's what, and so. Yeah, it's just proposed. And it was really just to give everyone back a starting point to be able, so that everyone wasn't writing. Because on my notes last time, I'd like, you know, had columns. And so it was just to give people, so we can change it to whatever you're saying.
Okay. And one of the things that I was concerned about, because the way, even if you look at the, and I think we need to, when I was thinking about a deputy clerk, I was thinking just somebody who Jessica says, will you run and do this? Or will you do this or this? This person doesn't have to be skilled like Jessica does. Is I can't be to the meeting. Would you know how to set it up? You know what I mean? I don't even think they have to take minutes because we record the minutes, right? So mm-hmm. Jessica, as a clerk, could go back and do that. So I don't see this position as that skilled as a position. But then I can see with, let's say the clerk quits in 5 years. The deputy clerk is going to be making more than the clerk. You know what I mean? So I felt like it needed to be a lower pay scale. I'm thinking more of like $18 an hour starting out.
And maybe if I can say too, so it's not just even the skill. When it really came to it, you know, this year coming in, it was, there are so many legal things that as a clerk I am responsible for that literally like if I mess them up, it's all on my shoulders. And so I'm the one that the state can come after. It's like, I am the one as the clerk, it's my responsibility. So like the deputy clerk would come in and if they decided to drop that, they just going to be like, oh, that was actually Jessica. She was supposed to do that. And so there was that difference of that. I have to hold that authority that I can get in so much trouble for certain things that I do. I mean, like filing taxes, it's all under my name. Certain things to protect myself or not to protect myself that I literally have to sign for. And so the deputy clerk won't have that level. That's why there's a deputy. And so even for myself, it was that I hold this responsibility. So then if we're going to be paid the same, I'd rather just be the deputy clerk and not actually have that responsibility on my shoulders if we're all getting paid the exact same and I have to hold that level of responsibility. And so that's where this conversation got brought up. Cause then it was, I mean, really, if we're both going to get paid the same, I'd rather have less responsibility.
Well, if you want to talk, so for the water company, I make $20 an hour with two state certifications, making sure everybody's water safe.
Yeah.
$22, 20, yeah, like, I don't know, like Gladys said, I have a problem with paying somebody $20 an hour if they're not responsible for anything.
Yeah, and I think the only thing to that we had brought up too is, you know, this person still will be responsible for certain things, that level of communication and being able to
you know, act out in a certain way and be present in the meetings. When you make that decision, also look at, you know, what the maintenance person makes, what a transcriptionist makes in that sense too, because even though they won't be holding the level of responsibility, they are still, you know, putting forth the effort of this job to make sure that it's done in a professional manner, that we need them to show up, do a really good job, and be here. And I think the difference too, you know, when we talked about this, you know, there was two roles. So town clerk and then planning commission clerk. So we've taken away this planning commission clerk, which would be paid the exact same as the town clerk. And so we're actually taking that job away and just making a little less. And so when I talk to Judy, it's even like a $2 pay difference. And I mean, that's up to you guys to decide. 18 is a big gap. If you want to go that low, I mean, that's completely up to you guys. But just even, you know, it's hard to get someone to come in for 18 and have them stick around and do a good job in the experience of, you know, what the town had before. So I'm hoping that that's town operations. Yeah. And so that was
just, I think everything you said makes a lot of sense logically, and it, you know, but I think one, you've had things advertised and we're having a hard time attracting people. The other person works significantly less hours. I do see that the responsibility is on you, and at some point that should be revisited. I think anyone that's doing administrative work, even if it's something you're assigning to them, it's a different type of work. And so I do think people should be compensated for administrative style assignments, and that it's important that we attract competent people that can carry out their roles and responsibilities effectively, efficiently, and accurately. I think the part that I really do agree with that is that training piece, which is what we used to call the deputy. And so I think that's the part that, you know, like if there's an overlap and someone's getting trained at the same time as Peg, or I don't know, but then what, like you didn't have any deputy role, you just dove right in and it was all on you to figure that out. And so you had a lot more hours, so you had more responsibility, and I wouldn't want to, I don't know. So I see it and I hear it. I think I'm in the feeling of the court that people that are doing administrative work should be paid accordingly. If we have high expectations, which I believe we could.
Well, I definitely don't think that the deputy clerk should come in under the maintenance, beginning with the maintenance for $20 an hour. And she put this as a starting point, but that's what we okayed back there last month. And I still think the deputy clerk should at least get $20 an hour. It has to be at least what maintenance is getting. And
I have one other thing that I didn't know if other people want to speak before I say in a second. I think it was why I requested it after. I think it's really hard to talk about a pay scale for something that we don't quite know. Like, I know that we've discussed having a deputy position in place of, but it's like, is this person doing the website? Is this person doing, like, maintaining and making sure packets are ready? Like, it's really hard when we don't know. And I know that because we don't have an applicant, or maybe you're not ready yet to assign those roles and responsibilities, Jessica.
I think it's more, and I think that, I mean, the definition is, so I, as the town clerk, am the top. So those are all of my responsibilities. And then as those things are allocated out, I still have to look at, I mean, that person won't be responsible for anything without me overseeing it as well. And so that's the part is like, sure, if there's things that are updated on the website, it's still going to go to me. I mean, that's even like, so Heidi does the minutes, they get turned into me. I format them, I read through them all, correct them on, edit it that way, and then they're sent on to you guys. And so I think, like, even with that step of, that's exactly how I see. So I mean, when you're being hired, it's going to be for the simple roles of the clerk, but none of the, I mean, there'd be nothing to do with accounting of the treasurer and things like that. And so, I mean, yeah, I think that's it. They will be doing a broad scale, but they're not going to be responsible for anything specifically that I will not.
This was my next question, just exactly what you said. actually, have we ever decided specifically what we want this deputy clerk to do? We haven't
really. Yeah, and that kind of goes to where I was leading with this.
Yeah.
I know that we kind of kept going back and forth, and we made a motion and we said to do this. I'm having some concerns, and I think that just because you're doing an excellent job, and you've had a very steep and hard learning curve, but it's also within less than a year of this position, and I'm a little bit nervous that is this the best time to try a new format? And is it because right now we're advertising for a new zoning administrator, so that's in flux. We have Peg's position, which was currently just overseeing, and would it make the most sense to say, let's keep planning commission as their thing with the average of significantly less hours, and Jessica doing hers and really training them both, and then once you have two people, if they then, after they've each been in the position for a minimum of a year, to be really effective and efficient. And, you know, because we have things that right now we're not up to par yet as a town council with our clerking, but the planning commission is. And so we don't want to bring, you know, and so it's getting that balance. And is it the best time? And I'm not saying it isn't, or that you're not capable, Jessica, by any means, because I think, but I also don't want to set you up for anything but success.
I also think that no matter what, I mean, so it doesn't matter if you're hiring for a planning commission clerk specifically or a deputy clerk, the training still has to happen at the exact same time, and it's still with Peg.
Yeah.
And so saying that it like lessens the load, so then I learn it from a new person instead. So someone else that's just come in, so then I don't take the training. I mean, that was the goal, right? Was to get two people to be able to at least understand the basics of those positions. And so then that person gets trained, then they learn their job, then they go through and train me. That was the point, was to be able to hire someone. We both go through the training. That way we know what's on Peg's board. And then, like I said, that kind of looks over as I am over both of those. And then by doing that and having a deputy clerk, some of the responsibilities, and I can write a list. I mean, if that's something you would rather have, is like, I see this person coming in and helping with these certain duties. I mean, that's something I can do. But I also think that this is one of those things too, where Peg asked for it in June. I've been trying to get this out there, and the pay scale is the last thing that's been holding up. And now you're talking about switching the whole job again and the pay scale. And so I do think that it is a big change to the town, but we're also in the spot that, yeah, change is hard, but it's going to have to happen. And it would be nice if we could just settle on this and get someone in this position.
I agree. And I like the idea of a deputy clerk and cross training, because sometime down the road, it's just going to happen. And I agree with Jessica, where she has got a lot of responsibility. I don't think people have any idea what Judy had a responsibility of. And it's hail to the clerks, that's all I can say.
Said that someone was going to research what happens if you're this new position and bumps you over 40 hours a week.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
I talked to Camille and a couple other people, and there's, do not go into overtime, right? Because the town is not willing to pay that.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And so I just wanted, because when it was separate, you know, it was, yeah.
And I also think maybe to start, like, we had kind of talked about it being a deputy clerk at least two meetings ago. And so I already come to both meetings. I help with both meetings. Peg and I have done a little bit of the training of switching over. We haven't gone into any of the details of just planning commission, just because we didn't know where this job is. So it's not that it's something. So these are already included in my hours as it stands. And yeah. So we've been fine there, and I don't want to go over 35.
Okay, so Jessica, do you think it is too much for the town clerk to also be the planning commission clerk?
No. I mean, no, I think that that's...
Especially, and I realize that once we get things organized, it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's a thing, too. Like, looking at... There's always going to be, like, the training level. Doing the training, sure. Yes, it might be a little bit of a load. But then once through, I mean... Peg, I think this last month did 11 hours for the whole month. And you can correct me, Peg, but I'm pretty sure that's what you turned in. So it's not that many hours. So
yeah, I think she said average is 10 to 15 hours a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So bringing that on. And I thought that was the same, you know, when we talked about the deputy clerk, it was doing, you know, close to that. I'll have to look back at the, okay, the minutes of what we did, but yeah. So it's not that much more. So even the deputy clerk, I mean, it's not going to be like a massive job. And that's what I was saying. It's not going to be that there's going to be a bunch of roles and you're responsible for this. It's, you know, we have, yeah, you know, even 15 hours a month and there's a few things that just need to be. Yeah.
So let's, I'll entertain a motion to rescind what we passed before so we can get that out of the way.
I'll second that. Oh, you're doing the motion.
You want to make the motion?
Okay, I'll make a motion that we rescind the motion we made previously about the deputy clerk salary.
Okay, Jimmy seconded. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, no.
Judy, yes. Okay, motion carried. All right, so now I guess the basic thing is we wanted this broken down. As the new one is with the town clerk, planning clerk, secretary, zoning administrator, and then the deputy clerk for the town clerk, PC, and VA.
And maybe we'll take out the maintenance one. Yeah. That's just the one that I grabbed and copied over that you guys have done.
Okay, and treasurer. Okay, I kind of crossed that off mine. Maintenance is separate. The transcriptionist is separate, and then the landfill facilitator is separate. So then basically what we have to do is decide on the deputy clerk.
Is the transcriptionist now doing all meetings or just the town council meetings?
In this moment, she's just doing the town council meetings because Peg seems fine. We talked to Peg about continuing it. She is ready to take them both. I mean, we've had that talk about taking both over again until the pay scales are exactly finalized. I haven't been able to
post the job. What about
what it is? So
Board of Adjustment is kind of pegged over that now. And you know, like in the tree city ordinance, the tree committee, whatever that group is, they have to do it. They do their own.
Yeah, and they always have.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, because they're. I mean, the same with the.
I mean, it's new, so I didn't know how we were doing it.
The same with the parks. I mean, yeah.
Okay, so now we just have to decide the starting pay.
Judy, I make a motion. We wait to decide on that until we get a better idea of what we want these jobs to do.
Well, the problem is, and we don't know what to put out there for hiring that deputy.
Do we have to do it in the next month or two? Jessica,
we should, because Peg wants to leave by December, and she asked for 6 months of training, and we're already pushing it. I mean, it's now down to 4.
So you're wanting somebody to train with Peg along with you?
Uh-huh. I mean, and either way, I mean, it doesn't have to be if that's something that you feel comfortable with. It just means that my hours will go up, which then puts me closer to 40 or lacking in the sense of some town council stuff. So, I mean, that's kind of the hard part of, I mean,
but even
if you say you're not ready, then it's not like I will step into that and just learn it on my own and then I can train.
Well, I, you know, kind of visited with, okay, in these job descriptions, we need to start saying, okay, this is what you're doing. We're limiting you to so many hours because like I say, you could put in 120 hours a week if you want.
But I think, and that's when you guys put in the deputy clerk, there was hours assigned. I want to say it was 15 hours a month. We need to revisit that. But when you decided it was a deputy clerk, there was hours assigned to it. And then it was, you know, being able to help facilitate in that. And so if you want me to figure out something, then I can. It was also hard because I haven't stepped into fully taking over what Peg is doing because I didn't know where this is. So I can't actually say what helps facilitate that at this moment even this month, I can start really doing it with Peg and really seeing where that puts us. If you want to wait another month.
Well, I'd like to know on always positions. Well, okay.
And when we discussed this and we did this initial one and we said in 6 months, we said that we would have written job descriptions and that they would be posted, that we would review them tonight and that they would be posted 2 months prior so they could be working documents. And we haven't done that. And Gladys did a lot of homework. I did a lot of homework. We had it and we're working on it, but we don't have it. And it is an example of, you know, like even these, like, there's nothing posted on our website linked to this meeting. There's no information for the public to follow along. We're not.
These are.
But not the new one.
I'm pretty sure it is, isn't it?
I mean, the proposed, now that you say it was based on a previous one, I figured that out. But even when I got it. And so it's just, and it was why I proposed that this topic be after. Like, where did we come up with the different job descriptions and stuff? And making sure that things aren't falling through the cracks.
And I guess, Jessica, I kind of feel like I want from you, okay, I can do this, but I need this deputy. This is what, in order to be efficient,
yeah, perfect, yep,
this is what she could be doing while I'm doing this. Okay. And not only just with Jessica's job.
Not all of them.
All of these jobs. We need accountability.
There needs to be transparency and accountability. And even like Judy asked me earlier, like reviewing people, which Jessica's up next to talk about. But, you know, it's, I think, unfair to even try to review Jessica in a position after 6 months when there's been no training and support and we keep switching around. And she didn't even get to start with a job description. And yet we're telling her not only create your own job description, but have all these other job descriptions. And it's an unfair ask. And yet it's a necessary. We need to see things written out of who's responsible for what and how do we hold people accountable for their jobs.
And maybe I want to say too, so when you asked about this, it wasn't a review in the sense of what are we comparing you to? You asked me to come forward in 6 months and say what I've been doing, the hours that I've been doing. And so saying that, it's like, it's unfair to hold me to this. You knew that that's what you actually asked of me. And so the wording of that is a little different. So then the same thing, the meeting that was asked was if you guys, I mean, I had just come in. And so you had gone through the proposals of what the job descriptions had. And then you said in 6 months, if there are any changes to anyone else's job, we will update those. And so it's not that we don't have them, or unless you didn't finish them for that meeting. I don't know who it was.
They weren't finished at that meeting that I know. And I also think to clarify, like what you're saying is like, we also said, because we said for you to come in at a start pay, and if you wanted to adjust it, that we would have that discussion after 6 months because it was based on job performance. And so they were two separate things, and I did not clarify that well, so thank you.
Okay, so back to this, okay, accountability. In federal jobs, I think, which I don't think we have to be that particular, but on a daily basis, you put down what it is that you did. And I think they have to do it every 15 minutes. I think that's rather ridiculous. I could say, you know, every so many hours, and it doesn't have to be, you know, real detail. This is what I worked on. It takes this amount of time to do that. This is what I worked on. This is how much time it takes to do that. So when it comes to, well, let's just use an example. When it comes to Corey removing snow, okay, it took me 2.5 hours to shovel the sidewalk. If I had a snow blower, it would take me 25 minutes. So then we say, oh, maybe it's worth investing in a snow blower. You know what I mean? But if we have no idea. Anyways,
I agree.
So I would like us to kind of, like I say, it doesn't have to be every 15 minutes. That's for sure ridiculous. We spend more time on paperwork, but something, but at least so you we know.
So we want a daily log of things done.
Yeah.
Or like with the zoning administrator, a project that she's working on and what she worked that day for them.
Yeah. So then we decide whether or not, like you're talking about, how we run meetings. Well, if it costs us $1,000 and it doesn't save us any time, there's no sense doing it. But I don't
agree.
Well, We can definitely do that. Now we got to decide we start immediately. And
well, if you rescinded the last one, the previous one that is, just correct me if I'm wrong, the second column of your proposed one is the same. It was the maintenance. It was just that they got merged. Is that correct? And so you're, so if we went back from the last month, we voted on a new one and we put all administrative things together and we added transcription.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we would need to do if you want to make a motion is if you're leaving the one that we did a few months ago and you only add the transcriptionist and he gives you more time, because the deputy clerk for the all, the treasurer and the maintenance were already covered under what is currently what is under maintenance, right?
And I will, okay, so then the only other difference is the other one showed that town clerk, planning clerk, secretary, zoning. So the first column started at 21 and then the deputies were 20. So there was just a $1 pay discrepancy. So that's the only difference too, when knowing those. Like,
okay, so the original one.
Like not the one. So in front of you, you have proposed. Yeah. So it was like one just before this one. So that's, so the one before this one had the deputy clerk broken out. When this one was voted in last month, that's what changed, was the deputy wasn't. So the one before that had both of these columns, but it was 21 and 20. So just in case you're like, you're going to just know that those two were.
So,
because I just grabbed the 22 off of what was passed.
The rescind took away the dollar increase and it took away the transcription. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the dollar and increase was only to the town, the clerk. Uh-huh. And a head clerk and a zoning administrator.
Yep. And then maybe I will say, so then the second part of this is, so once you guys passed this this one last month, I realized that I didn't ask the question and there was not a lot of clarification for me to understand. So, you know, this was a good increase for everyone. And so then all administrators came in and it was $22. So then does everyone get moved up when you assigned this new pay scale? And what that affected was moving it up from $22 an hour. Like that means that the new position would come in. So if we hired a deputy clerk, they would actually make a dollar more than I did. And they would actually make $3 more than what April makes right now. So if you hired a new zoning administrator, they make $3 more than what April makes right now. And so I just wanted to make sure that when you do put in a new pay scale, whichever one you decide, I need to know how that affects everyone already in the pay scale. Just so that if they go up with that, if they don't and they stay. So that was my thing, is once it had been, I was like, oh, I don't actually know. And so I just need that clarification too. So whatever you decide, that's the second part of this clarification, is the jobs that are already in this and what, how they're affected. The maintenance one is still the same, transcriptionist, landfill. Those are all the same. So it's just the positions of clerks, zoning administrator.
Well, I believe that if we're raising and putting those pay scale, everybody gets raised up to what is supposed to be now when once we pass it.
And so
that's the only fair way to go.
Yeah. And then just to make sure, so like, you know, with the zoning administrator, I think April's been here 3 years. Is that, I'm going to say 3 years. So then you take the 22 an hour and then move her up to the 3 years. So it'd be 22.44. Or do you just move her up to 22? I just want to make sure that there's a clarification on this with how it moves up.
The way a pay schedule works is it's effective, the date of effection, and however, to say everyone a current position and new. Her years of experience and years of position wouldn't change.
Yeah, so that's, so she would, let's just say that. So then she would be making 22.44 if it was off the one you guys.
Yeah, and you
okay, to that's
do
great.
The same thing with Corey. And
yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that everyone, as we, as a new pay scale is passed, that's the other part of this.
All right, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone.
So then what do you want to do, Gladys? I mean, I'm with you with making people accountable for what they do. I don't think there's any discussion on that. I think everybody should be accountable, and we should have a log, a daily log of what they do on the days that they're working. So,
Well, like I say, I'm just not quite ready to vote on a deputy clerk one until we're more specific on what we want that person.
Can I say that if you do that, maybe you make it the authority that, like, I can start training with Peg all the way, just so that we can respect the part of Peg wanting to leave in December? Like, I really haven't taken that initiative to go with her just because of this job and what it would mean. I was waiting for that point, so she wasn't trying to train, you know, two separate people. But if you can give me that authority, start training with her. That way, like I said, we can just respect her time of wanting to be done in December.
Okay, so what job descriptions do we have left that we have to get? I mean,
we have a final copy of anything other than the zoning administrator, and then in our ordinances, the current planning commission clerk secretary, what's it called, the planning commission secretary? I think they're the two that are outlined as their jobs. I don't think anything else we have like an official record other than previous job announcements, but then their positions have changed within it. And at least this was before you came on, Jessica. We did all the homework, and I think I submitted everything. It's attached. It's a different tab on this thing that these are all coming from, and everyone has access. I just want to revisit, and I know that we're blurring a line a lot between these two items. I wanted to say that some of my rethinking, and I know that we agreed to it, was talking to planning commissioners and Peg, that they felt that the separation of those two were important. So, and I did say that I was putting that up for the various planning commissioners that are concerned, and the fact that with all the new language things, and I just want to make sure that we're And like I said, I know in the very beginning when you asked me and you asked separate outside of the meeting, Justin Gladys, did I think it was possible? And I was like, yeah, you think you want it? I think you'd be able to do it. But in talking to them, I heard more concerns combining the planning commission clerk and town clerk as well.
Okay, what was their, why were they?
That keeping them separate and having them share, like, know what each other does is keeps the business more orderly. I would actually think that if they want to, they should submit more. It's going to be just my memory thing. I think the amount of time that they're thinking about moving to more frequent meetings, I think that they were talking about moving more than once a month meetings, and would that be a conflict? I don't know. And I know Peg.
That also sounds like a conflict for no matter if it's a deputy clerk or a planning commission clerk. Because if you're asking for that to have more hours, that doesn't, I mean, just making sure that that's, you would have to change the job description of the planning commission clerk as well.
And I think it's just the responsibility. But, and I know that Peg openly shared her concerns while we were discussing it. It was very vocal that she did not support it at the time. And Peg, are you on?
She is. She's been chatting.
No,
I've been chatting like crazy. I'm on if you want to ask me a question.
I can't read that far.
I can't either.
Too little.
Well, first of all, I agree with what Gladys said about it'd be an easy thing to get any town's timesheet, and we use those to submit our hours, which includes a daily, a place to take notes of what you actually worked on and how many hours per day you worked. So right now, I just submit my block of hours, like total block of planning hours, but I keep track of that myself. I could go back to my beginnings and provide the detail of what I worked on every single day. So I think we should do that, Gladys. I think you're right.
I agree.
And and numerous timesheets exist. We don't have to recreate the wheel there. We can just grab someone's and use it for ours. One of the other things I mentioned in the chat is right now in our ordinances, planning commission clerk and zoning administrator are, I think Elizabeth just said this, are actually called out as specific functions. It's not saying that one person couldn't handle that function, but it is listed as a specific function. So I guess you'd also have to consider what effect that's going to have on the ordinances right now and what language changes may need to be made to accommodate whatever duties you end up with this deputy clerk. That's going to be a new position. Excuse me. And to my knowledge, that is the only one that's not defined right now, is what a deputy clerk would do. And maybe you don't know all the things that that deputy clerk might be able to do until you hired that person, because they're going to bring unique skills with them.
And is the town clerk position in the ordinance or not? Or that's, are you talking about? Yes,
absolutely. Town clerk is defined. Planning commission clerk is defined, and zoning division, no, zoning administrator is defined position.
It's into the town clerk. If I didn't say that, that was what I didn't.
So then maybe I'll ask, so because I do have these are separate, I mean, like, if you're not ready to pass on this, that's fine, because it's the pay scale. They're actually two different items. So that's kind of why I wanted to go through this first, because it is separate, you know, like, so then go through this. And then if you're not ready to, then we can wait until next time.
I think to answer your question of feedback, and I can only say my opinion, but however many months ago we passed that, you were taking on the planning commission clerk and we were advertising for a deputy clerk to assist you. Obviously, I think the person that gets hired is going to offer unique skills, but you need to have kind of an outline to advertise for that person. And either way, that was the last we did. And you should move forward with training, with learning that and seeing. I mean, that was where we left it.
Well, that's how I have been, okay. Right? So that's, I've been working with PED. We just haven't dipped into like the specifics yeah. of just the planning commission part. So I've taken on, and PED has given me the documents and certain things that she's had. It's just the actual planning commission part.
So maybe what you need to do then, Jess, is put something together of maybe a beginning of what the deputy clerk would be doing. And that way, when we advertise, we can have something out there and have a general idea.
Can I ask that you for sure want a deputy clerk or not? Because at this point, it doesn't sound like it's actually unanimous. So you want me to get this list out as a deputy clerk, and then really maybe you want it to still be a planning commission clerk, which is fine. I can still do the work. I'm just asking if you already know that you don't want a deputy clerk, that would be nice to know now.
Well, yeah. I know how I feel. How do you guys feel?
Well, and I was the one that brought it up, and I did not mean to muddy the water, just because I left our last meeting thinking it was going to be advertised and that potentially we were hiring someone tonight. So, but then when it came up and then people were talking, I had some reservations, so I wanted to voice them.
Yep.
It's not that I'm not. And my reservations are like, no, don't move forward. I wanted to voice this. I wondered if this was the best time for this.
Go ahead, Gladys.
Okay, so now I have something kind of off. Okay, so Jessica, is there anything, any jobs that we can help you out with not having someone officially hired? The reason I'm asking is I remember at one time Judy needed someone to help with a bunch of filings. So we hired somebody to come in and help her just file stuff. We didn't make it a position or anything. She just used them as needed. Is there anything that we...
Like a transcription?
Yeah, like that. But are there other jobs that would help you get things smoothed out right now in the office?
Yes, and it's actually happening right now. So the records room is not a very functional room at this moment in time. So Chris Bigler has volunteered and has been helping organize and put a system into place for that.
Okay.
And so that has actually taken, I mean, I haven't really dove into it. I mean, we talked about it when I got hired and it was like, I have the skill, I can do that, but not right this minute. And Chris has experience in doing it. And so she has already taken on volunteering. Like, so we started on Tuesday going through it. So that will actually be a massive help in that. And the transcriptionist was a fantastic help.
What about hiring someone to do the website?
My thing with that is that I would like this to be a conversation of I want a whole new website.
Yeah.
So that's not just like I can't just hire a deputy clerk to like help. I don't think that's like a small. It's like hiring someone to do that. I just didn't think that was something. We're in the middle of doing many big things right this second, and so I wanted that to be a conversation once we got through these couple other things we had on our plate. So yes, right now our website is lacking in so many ways. I can do that right now, but also I think it needs a whole entire new website, not just like some added things. And I just don't, I mean, I can take that on. I just didn't think that the council needed to even make that decision right now while we're in the middle of so many other big things.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering if we should authorize Jessica, she could hire somebody for X amount of hours a week at X amount to get like all this housekeeping stuff done up.
But then that's training. You?
Yeah,
that's just training.
Well, I'm just thinking something that that's would take
simple great stuff. Yeah,
yeah. But if Chris is helping you,
that's what I was about to say. I think the things that have been hard, I have brought up, and you've been very great of letting me hire a transcriptionist, and that letting Chris Bigler come in and do the records has been awesome.
Okay.
As of right now, no, I feel like anything else means
training, just more work. Okay.
I think so. I mean, I can revisit that, but I'm pretty sure that. Right now I'm okay on that sense. And if you have other things that you feel like are more pressing on your mind, maybe let me know, because maybe I have them, but they're not as high up on my list. And so maybe if you're like thinking that there's things that are more of a priority for you, maybe let me know those that you're like, man, I wanted Jessica to do this. She hasn't done it. Maybe just revisit that. It was important to you. Maybe I just have it different on my list. But otherwise, I feel okay.
Okay. Well, personally, I would like to delay hiring whatever this position is and have Jessica maybe the next month give us a better idea of, okay, if I had help with this, this would streamline things. Or maybe she'll say, no, I think you need to hire somebody, you know, skilled.
Be really realistic. Perfect. Set yourself up for success. Figure out what is the full responsibility of taking on Peg's thing.
Yeah.
And what do you need, and make it as a like a formal proposal.
And put in there some of the things first that you think that you're going to pass on to the deputy clerk, so eventually we can get them hired.
Perfect. Yeah. So then you say, maybe you'll say, decide and say, no, I think maybe we do need a separate PC.
And I think it is, it's really setting yourself up for what you need and telling us exactly what you need.
Perfect.
Okay.
Because you have the skill set and desire to make this itself.
Entertain a motion, but
can we?
We'll just table it.
I either still want you to resend last month.
We did.
But then that took away the transcriptionist. Yeah. And so I still need the transcriptionist to be in. You know, so if you resended that, the transcriptionist job completely was taken.
I make a motion that we add a transcriptionist at the same pay increase as all the other positions, with the starting 1 year at $15. So it takes the approved transcriptionist column from last month and add it to our current pay schedule.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes.
Okay, so then I want to make sure really fast. So with this, so I'm going to put these out there with the rates that we're at. So the zoning administrator job, especially because I have people who have tried applying for this job, the zoning administrator job will go up at $21 an hour. We need to hire for the, the landfill job, which will be at the 12.
And was the zoning clerk previously?
At 21.
The column that we don't have in a few months back.
I know
that. And so did the landfill go in last time or two times ago?
Well, we didn't talk about it last time.
It went up to 15 a while ago.
No, it's 12. And that I for sure have. So it's 12.
Okay.
That hasn't changed.
Yep. And so that was 12. And so those are the two jobs that I'm going to actually officially post, is a zoning administrator and the landfill. 21 and 12.
What's that decent? Sorry.
No idea.
Okay. And we'll postpone this till we get that information from Jessica next month. Hopefully we'll get that then.
Okay.
I need a yes though. I need a yes, that's for sure. So I'm okay to post the zoning administrator job at $21 an hour, and landfill at 12. Or even if you don't say 21, you can say what was on the last sheet.
And that's also what the clerk is getting paid. It was all correct. Of those.
So that's also they, like, then I'm not changed. Raising anything. Yeah, those so they haven't changed.
Okay.
21.
Correct.
Okay.
Starting, and back it was the town clerk,
okay. Yep.
The planning commission secretary, or planning commission secretary and zoning administrator. Those three positions yep. that are currently
that's
Jessica, Peg, and April.
Yep.
They did not get that dollar raise that correct. We gave last month when that was rescinded.
Yep, correct.
Okay.
So that's what I'll post the job at is 21, and then the landfill at 12.
Perfect. So.
And did we?
So did all
so right now actually,
get a raise to the last month and now they're going
nope,
down?
No, nope, I haven't done it. Because I actually, I mean, I wrote the email asking you guys about this the first, right after it got done. But everyone was a little busy. So that's why I got put on the regular meeting. I actually asked for a special meeting at even in it's a, I mean, it just couldn't happen. Cindy, I don't know if you have to put this in because like, right, you guys voted that it was okay for Heidi to be, oh, that's what else. I need to put the transcriptionist up for 15.
Yeah.
So there's three jobs. That's all. Cindy Wilson has been filling in already at the landfill. And so like, I don't know if you need to pass a vote saying that you temporarily put her in until we actually hire for the job.
We need to do something because she's yeah. not on the insurance. So.
Well, and she's got to put in a yeah. W.
And
no. I mean, like, you guys just need to say it's okay for her to temporarily be there. Yeah. She's already there.
But can we do that? Because it has to have a vote.
It's oh, yeah. It has agenda. To be on the agenda.
So can we is what I'm asking. I do agree that it has to happen. And whether it's
right.
how and when and what does that look like?
So, but are you advertising for the job so then she's going to put in for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if we're going to pay her, if she's been filling in and she's been expecting to get paid, how does that work? Who approved her?
Okay. I mean,
that. I don't know. I'm not.
Well, to be, I mean, she just showed up herself.
Yeah, there you go.
Because she's a great sister.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. We've never received written.
We don't think we will.
We've right, talked, we even talked to the attorney about that.
Okay. And did he say if somebody doesn't show up so long, you assume they're not?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Especially when we know
what
the circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so let's make a motion to let Cindy take a temporary job. And we're at the old scale.
We can't make a motion.
Well, it's what? Under staff pay scale.
I know when you were with Heidi, it wasn't like a, we're voting in the job. It was just under, we're talking about the staff jobs.
Okay, yeah, on the agenda.
So it's part of it. That's under what that, I think. I mean, yeah. All right, I'll entertain a motion to accept Cindy as the
temporary hired.
I'll make a motion. We accept Cindy as a temporary hired because we will have, we're advertising. Yep. So we will select a new person next month, so she'll just fill in for right now.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. Okay. The next one is the Burr Trail Tree Branch under us.
Anything else, Jeff, that you wanted to do in the item 14, the staff jobs, or anyone else?
It sounds
combine those, but we also
it sounds like yes, I could, but then you're also asking me to kind of do it for next month, so no. I'll just wait.
I just didn't know if you wanted anything or for you, because we did discuss that after 6 months, because Jessica was hired with at this rate, and but it was advertised this rate based on job performance, right? Mm-hmm. And so we said, let's give her 6 months and discuss it. And so, you know, and then I know last month we said, okay, well, all of administrators are getting a dollar raise, and then that could have done it, but now that just got rescinded, and so I don't want to skip over it.
Yeah, no, thank you. I really appreciate that. I think that it's fine. I'll wait till next month and I'll just kind of wrap it all together, because that's right. You've asked for an outline for the deputy clerk job and the full responsibilities that I have and with a pit with pegs and hours. So I'll just wait.
I think my recommendation to you, Jessica, too, would be to like, what have you been doing and what are you then adding?
Yeah.
So it's clear of what we're looking at that you have been doing, and then
don't worry about it. All right. So are we good there?
Yep.
Let me. Okay, so this was definitely missed over that. these pictures.
Yeah, this is the Birchell tree branches. And
sorry, I'm only doing this because I don't think everyone needs to see as I dive into the
if you inbox. Can't, I've got it on my phone. Anybody
I actually that, have on my, okay, just need to log in really fast.
Because we so went down and about took it. A really good look at everything. And to add to this, Tamarack said that he would include those few branches down below the intersection going down the lower, you know, further east. There are those one tree and I maybe two trees. Anyway, the branches hanging down that is interfering, he said he would include that.
Past the 4 minutes.
With, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so we've got up. But anyway, he said the 2200 would cover that. So
do we have the detailed?
That's, I'm bringing it up. I'm bringing it up. Oh, you know, the bid is still from the last one. I mean, it's on the agenda. Yeah.
And there's a detailed description.
I don't.
So
it just says Birchell Road tree trimming, pruning, and removal. We went down together and looked at everything and took the pictures. And so he really knows exactly what's good. It's really quite obvious. And they're the,
if you can't tell just by driving down the road.
And it's not, I mean, I have no idea what this is, don't know the exact thing. I mean, other than what I think based on what I drive by.
There's a couple of dead trees that are going to be removed.
It can happen as part of the service projects on Saturday.
Not allowed.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's not allowed by the tree city. It has to be by a professional. That's what.
I just asked.
Okay. Sorry.
The last time we talked about it, whatever this thing company called. I know who it is, but I don't know what it's called. Sorry. Boulder Tree Services. Do their. All their paperwork, so their legitimate insurance and business.
He's got it. Their insurance. Do you
have copies of it all?
I don't not have yet, copies because we haven't hired them in that.
Yeah, and because mainly his insurance is on by projects. He gave me the name of the outfit and everything. I have all that. So as soon as we okay the bid, we will have the paperwork. So. And we wouldn't let him go forward without the.
Sorry, our internet is amazing.
So, what's it chopping it off?
Well, it's just loading it very. Like, yeah. Here's the top of the tree. Oh, here.
Oh, there we go. That's the furthest one away. So you basically can kind of see what has to come off, even at the very beginning. But once you get in and take a look at the trees. Which we took.
Hold on, sorry. I just need to share my screen before I forget so that everyone else can see. Oh my gosh. Okay. And I think just so these trees right here are actually hanging, they don't look like it as much just from the angle, but these are the few limbs that are actually hanging into the road. So that's why this first tree is also included. And then we have the close-up pictures that are struggling to load that are, like it actually shows the branches themselves that need to be cut.
Yeah, and there's two small trees that are going to come out that are dead.
So there are some that are being removed.
And the arborist.
Like this one right here. Do you show my mouse? Yep. So like this one right here.
Yeah, that one, and there's one right next to that.
Yeah, that are actually dead. And that's, what Judy said. The arborist had actually already gone over it and said that
he was agreed. And all the detailed proposal and the pictures were shared with the tree city people?
We haven't given them
the pictures because they were the ones standing there with the arborist.
And
they're
the ones that are
posted. We were all there.
Was all what you guys talked about in.
And this stuff right
here. The picture seemed like a request from you last night.
Hanging out. They're all in. We can kind of get a general idea.
Yeah, sorry.
That particular one. Oh, no, that's down the lower. Okay.
This one's down on the other east of the lower.
Yeah, Vivian. These are the ones that are.
And you can kind of. This is a long view that's showing you what's
Fred Ross, or
no.
Go down the Burr Trail or go down
the Bullard. Down the Burr Trail. Okay. These are the ones that we're talking about.
Right off the side.
Yeah. And some of them have already been cut by South Central since we took this picture.
Yeah.
But, yep, just a few. So, yeah, we took these pictures.
Are any of these ones in the way of South Central that they will be trimming them
I don't,
before we do?
Jimmy?
No, South Central is on the left-hand side.
Yeah, I think what they cut in this section is something they've already done. Like, but, they're done.
But they're out of there.
So I will say that this picture is not what it looks like if you go down there today, yes. Even though we only took this, like, a week ago.
And the reason they went on that side of the road is because they ran into a Gray Gardener's irrigation line because they were supposed to stay on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Of the road, and so they're going all the way down, and then they ran into the line that nobody knew exactly where to cross the road. And so they shot a boar across the road and actually went to the right hand side.
So, give me a thing. Would you put that window down? Thank you.
Yeah, so these pictures were just to give everyone a general idea of the pictures that the arborist went through and approved to have trimmed or somewhere loading.
And I think there's something like there's maybe three different trees down below, but they're minor limbs. They're quite minor down east of Lower Boulder Road, but they are sticking out.
And it was actually nice because as we were standing there, the school bus drove right by and got whopped with a few of the tree branches. All right, and that's pretty much.
Yeah, there's the dead tree, one of the dead trees that'll be taken out. They're actually right together. So.
Yeah. Okay, I think that was it.
Okay.
And so we had pictures added, but the bid wasn't changed and there was no description added, correct?
No, Burr Trail Road tree trimming, pruning, and removal.
Just the one that
for the 2023 road safety, yeah.
So, you want it to be changed?
I just want to know what we're voting on for.
Yeah, okay.
Because I know that my request was a description and pictures, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah, and there's just no way to go down. I mean, you'd have to list every tree, third branch in.
No. I wanted what was changed.
Okay. So, anyway, that's the bid. It's $2,200. And so, any more questions on that? All right. Well, I'll entertain a motion to pass the bid for trimming the trees on the Burr Trail.
I'll make a motion that we accept the bid from Tamarack. Is that
Boulder Tree Services?
Oh, Boulder Tree Services.
Oh, yeah, it is up in the corner. Okay. Oh, I missed that.
For the trimming of the trees on the Burr Trail road.
Cool.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
I'm so torn on this one. I appreciate the pictures. It is hard that this is the first time we saw them and that it's not public information, so there's no.
Is there a reason it needs to be public, though? Like, if the tree it's city already approved
I guess it's just, I think it's a. I think in general, what we've been lacking as a town council is you go on our meeting and there aren't many attachments and there's no documents attached. And so it's really hard as a town council member to prepare for the meeting. It's really hard for public to prepare. I do think in this one, though, I do think that was a fine explanation. It was something that goes with it. I just want to be able to state that it is important that we as a town council have the proper paper trail. It is things that we have made mistakes in the past. We agreed that we were going to learn from our mistakes. We agreed that we were going to be transparent and that we were going to have documentation available both to the town council people and the public. And so I do vote yes, but I do feel that it is important to make that statement.
Okay. All right, I vote yes. So it's unanimous.
And what he said he's going to do, it won't all be done at one time. He's kind of going to wait for things to slow down. I suspect he'll probably start maybe in a couple of weeks, and it won't, and then he'll just do it a little bit at a time to get it done. But we will make sure that we've got all the paperwork from him in place before he begins. So, all right. Boulder Town signs. I'm kind of excited about this because I think we need them. But what we kind of have to decide is, and I understand the travel council, or is, am I right, Gladys?
They have money available for things like that, yes.
Okay. So how do we, what do we want to do? Do we want to have a contest? Do we want just submittals from the public?
I'd say I'm fine with submittals from the public, where they feel like they want them to be and what they want them to look like. And then I guess it just depends.
So we'll advertise, we'll put some kind of a flyer out and encourage people to submit something that they would like for a sign. And
it was actually fun on Tuesday when Chris Bigler and I were going through the office. We actually found the entire like folder of the town signs that are up there right now. So everything that was included with one. Yeah, so it was kind of see, it was neat to see all of the drawings, what was submitted, and then actually what came about. So it's just funny, we came across it as we've been talking about the signs. So yeah.
All right, well, let's start with that, should we?
Yes, and then I guess if the public feels like they got to vote on it, they'll vote on it. Or personally, I think the town board should make a decision. The public gives their input to the town council, and then they vote. But that's just okay. My opinion.
So just like write out a post saying, if you have an opinion of design or of certain, I mean, because that was even like, right, if it's like a wood sign compared to a rock sign.
Right.
Okay.
Location and what you would like. I don't know if they even have to, maybe they just, hey, I think the town should have a nice rock one similar to, okay, down by Henryville.
Yep.
If they say something like that, I don't think they necessarily have to.
Kind of like a survey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just if people have, maybe some people don't care, they don't have to.
Is it okay if I post like helpful, like what you just did?
Yeah.
Do you want something like the one in Henryville? Or, you know, like we only have one Boulder Town sign. So do you want two or just one? Up there, it just is a little blue sign that says Boulder Town.
There used to be.
Or is it the one that's at the pullout at?
A wooden one somewhere up there. I don't know.
Is it at Garcane?
Yeah.
Like, is it at the Garcane? Is that what that
is? Maybe it is. Maybe it doesn't exist.
There's something wood in a thing there. Yeah, I don't know what it's
but there used to be one up there and one out there.
No.
Like I say, no, let's get input. Where do people?
I mean, I'll have to check again, but I don't think there's one.
Have
one.
I think
the only thing that's up there is just the Boulder sign.
Yeah, it's just the little blue sign. So, I mean, we could input that also.
Yeah.
If you want one at each end, not just if you come from Escalante, are you welcome?
So, where should we have them submitted to?
Let's have them submit to the town clerk.
Okay. Jess, have we?
No, don't make an email.
Have we got room if they want to submit it in the slot out there?
Yeah,
I was going to say.
I can help.
Okay. We'll put that on there too. Put that on there. But if they can either bring it to you or submit it there. And should we put some kind of a time frame on it? Should we give this?
Maybe by the so we can decide in the November meeting, because the travel council does their grants in January and February.
Okay, so the November meeting will be on November 2nd.
You should give yourself plenty of time to compile everything and
get
that
at least a week or two.
Details.
Yeah.
And some are matching. I'd say, like, the October meeting, give yourself a month to compile it. If it were me.
How about they can submit it by Friday, October the 13th?
Love it.
Asher gets to go in for surgery on that day. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
All right. So then, once we get it, so if it's submitted by October, then we could
in the November meeting, yeah. We'll encourage everybody to come so we can put them up and vote on them or figure out a way between now and then to do that.
Love it.
Okay. Very good. Scheduling of special meeting for the pedestrian path, and I think we're going to have to wait on that till we get some more information, aren't we?
No, I mean, I think that most of the people that I talk to, it's within the next week
that they are supposed to get back to me.
I mean, if you want to wait, but if not, we can also schedule. And like, because if no one has the time, it would also be nice to know that right now. Because with the training that's
what's
also
the
happening.
What's the time frame that you're wanting, people are wanting to do this?
This is the first conversation we're having. I just would like, I'm just trying to, I mean, right, the pet bath and the tree ordinance are not on the agenda tonight, and it's still 10 o'clock and we're still have a few items.
Yeah.
So I just really want the minute. So if we're going to have any discussion again about either one of those two items, I just think it needs to be in a special meeting.
Yeah. And are we proposing that they're together or separate?
No, separate.
So we're proposing two special meetings. And is there like any time frame of either one of those that we're trying to aim for, knowing that in September on the third week we have a training and then we have our next regular meeting scheduled for, what is that, October 5th? Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and is there a
maybe
priority of one of these before the other one? Is there?
No, that it doesn't. It's not a priority. We need to get the pet path taken care of, I think, of one way or another. So
that would be a priority over the
I think
so.
How do you guys feel?
I'm not available like 26th, 27th, that weekend.
Of September?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me either. And I'm out the 2nd, so maybe we better make it into October. Do that.
I don't think we should do it during the eclipse.
We got the eclipse. Holy. All right, let's do this.
I'm happy to create a poll for two separate things and put it out to all of us.
Also just put it out there, maybe. So I think the pedestrian path is also like it's really important. So it's like at the top of the list. But we also know it's going to take a good chunk of time.
Yeah.
The trees and the ordinance shouldn't be as long as the pedestrian path. So if it made sense of like someone had time next week to do that, I'm not saying that it's more of a priority, but maybe just your timeline fits better that next week. You had 1 hour to do the Tree City ordinance, and maybe the pet path will need to wait till next month because that when you have 3 hours. Maybe if we can think about it that way too.
Well, we could do that. Have you guys read the Tree City ordinance?
I'm not available next week.
Well, I'm not available next week either.
Yeah, and we can wait and do this in the poll. I just wanted to say that, you know, so like even though we're saying that the pet path is a priority, maybe your priority means that this
and
1 week you have 1 hour and it would make it so
you
could
do
the trace.
Two different updates on both.
Yeah.
If you all would like me to do a electronic poll, I'm happy to do that.
Perfect.
Thank you.
For both of them. And I'll give lots of different weeks for different and the time frame. Are we suggesting?
I think that they need to be done before November. I mean, these are both.
That is a good. Okay, so before our November meeting, both will happen.
Yeah.
And then a time frame, which I'm glad you said that part, but the thing I was about to say was, are we thinking like 1 to 2 hours for the tree? And like, just so as we're blocking off, people can kind of see when I make the poll, I pick the time. What would you suggest I do as a time frame for each of them, Judy, Gladys, Jimmy?
Well, I think the pet path's going to be at least 2 hours. The tree, if we all read up on it and have a general idea, we could probably get through that in an hour, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah.
An hour, 15 minutes, something like that.
Isn't that the one you've already sent to us?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, we've had it for a month now. It was just like didn't want it to happen in a regular meeting.
I will get those polls out as soon as possible, and then I'll put it out and leave them stay on it, but we'll leave them open for 4 or 5 days.
Put all our
make a decision.
The eclipse date and the
I think we scheduled at the same time.
Okay. Let's just spend all day here. All day.
All right. Public comments next. Anybody?
I have some.
Okay.
Hi, this is Blake Spaulding. So I just have a few things because I've been talking to the other business owners quite a bit. That's great. I've been talking to lots of business owners, all the business owners, and we actually have some requests. And one of them is that it would be super helpful if there was a visible sign that said public bathrooms from the road of Highway 12 that showed the tourists where they can access the bathrooms in the park. So we would like to ask that because they're there, but the tourists don't know about them. Another one is to circle back with UDOT and fix the problem of not being legally allowed to turn into Hell's Backbone Grill, the lodge grounds, or the Bird Trail Grill because of the double yellow line. We would like that resolved, please. Camille and Doug had several requests. They asked me to convey their primary one is that they're frustrated about the dumpsters and the construction waste and that there's not signage there that accurately describes the etiquette of the dumpsters. And so, for example, the tourists putting their recycling next to the dumpsters, all the contractors that Doug notices that are putting their waste into the dumpsters. And even like I went a few days ago and there was an actual table in the dumpsters. And so, you know, as we are heading into the busy time and thinking about the eclipse season in particular, I think it would be awesome to circle back on whether during the busy times of the season, there could be dumpsters that are specifically for the business owners, or if there's a way to get them emptied more frequently, or I know you said there's no way to get more, but I don't really know exactly what to do about it. But I ask you guys to figure out how to solve it. We were also interested, it was interesting. Many of us are wondering if it's possible you guys could meet twice a month so that these meetings aren't so long and that more can get done that serves the needs of the community and the business district. So that's just something we wanna put on the public record. And then, the last kind of thing is that I've asked a few times over the years, but it would be super helpful to have a blind driveway sign coming up the Burr Trail, because I've seen many times there's been really close calls. We have some locals that drive extremely fast. So the blind driveway being the ingress and egress out of what was formerly the Boulder Mesa and then the restaurant and lodge. But there really needs to be a blind because we're going to have a significant accident there. And I think that would be nice. And then potentially to slow people down on that road because it's crazy how fast people drive coming up that road. So there's my 3 minutes. Thank you for your work on behalf of the business community and the town.
Thank you. What?
Can I just make a comment since Blake?
You want me to stay?
That's okay. There is interest in forming a Boulder Chamber of Commerce. That would be great if then.
I've been asked to be representing the business community, which is why I am trying to do that. Okay. We don't feel very represented, and I, you know, spoke to you at length, and you were super helpful. Okay. But I also think that, like, asking, you know, there are things I can help with the town, like, you know, I've run a business here for a long time, so things like porta potties and what to do when people don't show up for their jobs, I know these things and I'm happy to help, but I'd love to have someone to work with on the council. Maybe it's you, Gladys.
Okay, well, that's then
we would all like there to be someone on the council that we can take our business concerns to and feel that our needs are addressed and met.
Yeah, okay, we'll try to, after the busy season's over, I think we're talking about.
And they are predicting 25,000 people for this eclipse. So it isn't going to be.
Just here in Boulder, or where do you mean?
In the region.
Yeah, okay.
And so, you know, I'm not sure what to do about it. And
I went.
I think that it's, you know, we might want to consider meeting about how to prep for that and what support we can get from the county and the state, because they're promoting it. You know, maybe the tourism board has some money they want to help us with porta potties and signs.
Okay, I'll try to get that. So far, nobody, we keep asking and asking, but nobody seems to.
But getting that sign up that there's public bathrooms, yeah, and then yeah, it would make sense to put the portos there with a big sign saying public bathrooms here. Okay. In my mind, and then figuring out the dumpster situation.
That's going to be tricky, and it's one of the ones that, because we've said it time and time and time again, and I think it's a there's a few people that really abuse it, but it's just catching who's ever doing
well,
that.
Well, Camille knows exactly who they are because her and Doug watch. She'd probably love to talk to someone about it. She wants to put trail cams up, and I said, have at it, babe.
Pictures posted at the next town council meeting.
Love it.
That's going to be the picture Jessica's going to be slowly loading.
Okay, so Judy, maybe that's an immediate thing the town needs to see about the public restroom
site. I think that's something that I could probably order tomorrow.
Okay.
That would be super helpful.
Yeah. Maybe the only thing is, so then a post, like the post to go on it and how many that needs.
You should do that in our upcoming public panel.
Sorry. But is this finishing that? Because I
don't know.
One last thing. Sorry. I did. Jeff forgot, but I had offered for the day of service, and Camille and Doug also offered that we would donate materials like paint and T-posts and wire and sort of, you know, old plywood or whatever. We have lots of things like that at the farm to make etiquette signs for the dumpsters, etiquette signs for the free box. Like if you, the free box just needs a sign that if you wouldn't give this to your friend, please don't put it here.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants your washed out mayo jars, right? Or your chipped plates. And then the dumpsters, like, really to have it posted, because the new construction people and all the subs that come to town, I work with these electricians. They have no idea. I have to tell them that they can't put the waste in the dumpster. They don't, they do. And then furthermore, with this bike race, it would be good to ask them to kindly haul their waste out, not to put it in our dumpsters. Sorry. Thank you.
Thanks. No, it's okay. Any public comment?
Okay. Anybody else?
I'll write my name. No.
Jeff Sanders. I just found it interesting that we're talking about in advance of getting a grant for signs, yet we wouldn't talk about in the town council meeting in advance of getting a grant for pedestrian path. Just thought that was an interesting thing to recognize that this town council has done.
Thanks, Jeff. Anybody else? Okay. Let's approve the checks for August.
And maybe, so I'll show, or I will, you'll see the investment transfer. That was the PTIF account. So you'll see it come out of, no. Ooh, that's on my bad. Okay, so I'm gonna deposit. Sorry, this should actually have a negative in front of it.
The 100.
Oh no. That's correct because I got deposited into the bank account.
Yeah,
I didn't actually show the savings. Sorry. Here we are at that 10 o'clock hour, and my brain is
don't
gone.
Confuse me right now.
Sorry. It's correct. Nor what I just said.
Cool.
Okay. Any other questions? Gladys, you got any?
The back page, I did try and include the prepaid debit card. And the reason was it's actually been convenient to have for a couple of these things, like the landfill. So you'll see, like I transferred money out of the checking account onto the debit card so I could at least pay the landfill online, because they don't accept a check. So, and I think there's
more trying to get electronic anyway. Yeah. Make it a little bit easier doing all the electronic
stuff. And this one's a little bit different just because it's prepaid. I just kind of wanted you to see the balance of it. And
$8.43?
Uh-huh.
Looks like my bank.
Yeah. Big money on there.
So the only thing I got again is the Boulder Farmstead bill. Amount of money that we spend on it, we really need to actually look and think about buying a second hookup to save money, especially because I know what's coming through the for the future. So,
and I do think it was because it's overages, right?
It's the overages. Yep. The overages are what's killing us because with the so we have two hookups with the park. So we pay, that's 100,000 gallons we get right there. We still go over big time on the park. We have 50,000 that goes through the town hall here, and 50,000 that goes through the fire department.
Oh, okay.
And then there is zero water being used on the cemetery one.
That's why that one over month, it costs like $43.
Can we get like a write out of like what you have one?
I do.
Oh.
I just didn't present. I mean,
okay.
I can put it on a thing, but we can talk about it as a.
Yeah,
I've actually already done it. I mean, I pulled it for the past 3 years and the past couple months.
She showed me the different.
But in that, would it also show like what it would be if we had the different hookups and the price difference? Can you ask that from the water company?
I think the only difference would be we just need to ask what it would be to get one more hookup. And what the price difference? So,
One hookup is
$7,000.
One hookup is $7,000, but I know with the new fees that are going to be going in because everything is getting more expensive. So now the overages next month, Boulder Farmstead's actually going to be talking about looking at new overage scale on it.
So we'll go over more.
Yeah, with the new pay scale, we go over 150,000, 200,000 gallons on the thing. We're going to be paying big time.
But my question, I'm still having a hard time with what we're using in the water. What about putting in, like, over at the park, a sprinkling system?
That's the other thing is, like I said, the town hall is actually hooked to 1 meter. And then the fire department and all of the town grounds and everything are all hooked to 1 meter. So anytime that any of the water gets turned on for the town hall, it comes off of the fire department's meter.
Oh.
So that way, so any of the water, because that's why the town hall never goes over. I mean, I
so think that's we ever why go the fire department no. goes oh, over.
No, we do.
On the town hall one? Or on the, because on the park we go over and on the fire department we go over it. I don't think we've ever.
You know what's really fun is they're not actually labeled. They're just labeled B1, B2, B3. So.
Okay, well then I'll bring in my
sheet. Yeah, show me which one. Because
I'll bring in my sheet.
Especially because exactly. Two of them are connected. Maybe the park?
The park has two.
Has two.
Yes, the park has two hookups.
So one of them does go over. I bet it's the fire.
It has to be the fire.
Yeah, it has to be. Because two of the bills
go It's over. Connected to everything in here. And I know that the fire department doesn't fill the truck from inside the thing. It's filled out of the fire hydrant. So I know for a fact we're not using any kind of water to fill a truck.
Yeah.
So, and with the amount of water that we're using, we're using almost the exact same amount as the Anasazi does when they have how many visitors per day.
Yeah. And I just have such a hard time with that, with the money we're spending on water for the fire station. I just think that we need to look into maybe possibly putting in a sprinkler system that's on a timer. It isn't left going.
And like doing a cost analysis of, like, even Gladys, you used that example earlier with the shoveling snow versus the snowblower. That you're like, oh, it's actually, if it's upfront a bigger cost, but long term, it's more financially responsible.
I can tell you just by our bills, the last couple of 4 or 5 times
are higher than they should be. And the difference is if you had a second hookup, I know it's not second, it's whatever, the fifth one, but an additional hookup, I should say. The additional hookup, because it would keep you under.
It would be a big upfront cost, and then it would.
And then it's a lower,
And then you, because you'd get an extra 50,000 gallons on there. And so if we're going over.
What are we going over?
A lot.
what was it, 180,000 gallons on one?
Yeah, okay, so having, like, looking ahead, I know we're skipping ahead to the next month's business, yeah, but having all this information, so we can make an informed decision. In
so I have it for the October agenda, because I've actually already done a lot of the, I already have most of this ready.
Anyways, we can transfer the cemetery one down there, Jimmy.
No.
That's what I thought.
No, because so the water certificate.
Why do we have one for the cemetery
then? Because they were going to plant grass up in there at one time.
Okay.
But now the cemetery were, and it's kind of dumb because that hydrant up there has zero pressure because it sits right at the base of the tanks.
Yeah.
And so there is no way to turn on a sprinkler system up there and actually have it work up there. So, and once you buy the actual share, this water certificate's actually labeled and stuck to that actual tax parcel.
Irrigation.
Can the water company make any exceptions if the town pleaded with them to change it down?
Glad it should be the representation.
Is there any way to, like, also maybe the other question should be, like, can we not keep the one? Can you give back water? Can you cancel your water?
Yes, you can cancel.
Whatever, you know what I mean? And then just transfer. So, I mean, like,
that'll give it back. That'll save you because it's going to go up to $55
yeah,
a month instead of $48. And so it'll save $55 on it. But if we ever improve another system and we want to get water back in there, then that's going to pay another. And now the price for water is $7,000 per share.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's good to know.
Maybe we should try pleading. Listen,
as we look into next month, when we're talking about water company stuff, it made me think of, did we ever follow up and do we know who, because in July, who, our contract ended with the water company?
No, it's going to be renewed.
But it ended this past July. We have
So
that letter that we got didn't end it?
No, that's just specifically said. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we currently have our fire hydrant.
We do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We don't need to address it.
No.
We talked about it, and you said it's coming up in a meeting, so I let it go.
And we'll get exciting
all water stuff next month.
That's
why I wanted to say this one right now is we can put it on next month because it is something that we should actually be talking about because that is a huge amount.
And wasn't it bigger this year than it was last? And we've had more rain this year.
Actually, it was
something wrong with that picture.
Yeah, it was.
And that's what I actually did is I compared prices and gallons so that we could have a really good view. Okay, and so cool. The gallons is what went up. Yeah.
All right.
I'm good on all the rest of them.
We'll move on from that and October business.
So what I have so far is.
Are we accepting checks?
I'll
make a motion to accept checks as presented for the month of August.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. It is late. All right. Up and coming business for October. Thanks for keeping us on our toes. All of us.
Okay, so I have Judith Guile for the wildfire, what she has to present and the information.
Speaking of fire, should we put on there to look at the fire ban and see if at the beginning of October it could be either ended early or extended, and we should just have it on there, and even if we end up saying it's good how it is, we move on.
Yeah.
But just in case we need to do something.
Could do something with it because it does end.
Yeah,
October 1st.
No,
31st.
It's the 31st.
Okay.
So if we want to end it early, we want to make it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if we're heavy rain and it's predicted that it's safe, we want to allow it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just think we should put it on there.
No, that's great. And then also, so the board management info. I don't know what else to call that. That's just what you called it. So I went with that.
Board management software. Specifically, and it is something that I think they need to be in correlation with a website because there are things that need to be improved on the website. And it's like,
okay,
do you take the place of it? Do you use it in addition to it? So it's kind of a multi-tiered download.
So there may be,
but it's also the big specific one that I'm looking at of my recommendation is to organize the packets.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at like,
Planning Commission, and the only reason I know what's going on with them is because as their liaison and me included, you know, like they already have their packets sent out for their meeting next month was already sent out previously with like none of the packages, everything they're going to need, even though something's trickled in, it got resent as a packet. It anyway, yeah,
awesome.
Okay, then also EMT training, the solar eclipse, another water meter contract with the water company. And I think that's my
Jessica, answer. This is Peg. You're likely going to have to schedule a public hearing and a discussion on at least two of the ordinances that we're Planning Commission is hoping to send forward to you.
That's
there you go, my list. Thanks, Peg.
Public hearing.
We should have on there again those items 13 and 14 from this month. So we didn't quite finish them. Are you ready for them? At least potentially. That sorry to be more specific. But do we need to revisit job descriptions, your 6 month thing? We talked about the daily tasks. We kind of already defined that.
I think you guys need hours to define exactly what you want in that. Yeah. So like if it's just my report, because you asked for an outline,
yeah.
And, or do you want everyone's, I kind of need to know exactly what you want in
that. I think Peg made a good point of like, I don't think as far as the reporting hours and tasks completed by any means, anyone should create it. You should.
Yeah.
It's super easy. Like that's what I told you today. I have for my water company, it's time in, time out, the date, the description of what you did, yes. And total hours you spent on it.
Exactly.
So let's put one together, a sheet together by them, and then we'll present that at the meeting, and then we will make it official as of then. We will hand it out and make it mandatory as of then.
Can you give me a word for that, of what that is?
It's a
time
task tracker.
Oh.
Job description.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have no idea.
Great. That's what I just need
daily,
like a word
or daily.
Hey, what did you call it when you described it?
A timesheet.
Okay. Daily timesheet. Thanks, Meg.
Make it simple. Any,
okay.
Less is more.
Okay. I think that's it. And with someone else, and then just email me.
And if we think of anything else, just a letter. Yeah. No.
Thanks for getting that draft out. It was very helpful.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay. I think that's it. Anything else, you guys?
Can I ask a real quick question regarding that? It's strictly a staff function. Does the town council have to actually approve that, or is that just something you can institute as a staff operational administrative deal?
I would think
talk about the timesheet now.
Yeah, that's perfect. I'll make sure on that I can check in with Michael.
Okay.
She haven't asked Michael thing.
She's on a first name basis. How busy have we been? Have you all seen the sheet he turns in?
Yeah,
it is.
I know.
Phenomenal. He does
that. His invoice, just that's kind of what struck up the conversation even more was his invoice is very detailed of what he does.
Okay.
Wherever I read the work, you know how to detail what you do.
All right. I make a motion we adjourn. Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. Jim, will you put down the windows for us, please?
I apologize for getting home, but I thought Jeff was leaving with my jacket, and I have to wear my bike, and I'm a little bit nervous. So hold on.